you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
You're making me sick.
Yeah, I know.
What not?
I know.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I might, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits. I think somehow we'll come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crop detector now, see?
That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
Don't call us.
Listen, we got some callers, and I want to bring you guys on the line. We have caller Rudy calling about speed limits. Rudy, you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Rudy. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, I'm listening for...
You got to turn your radio down. You got some radio in the background. You got to turn it down.
I'm sorry? Wait, hold on.
Turn the radio down. Every time somebody goes over the number...
I'm sorry about that.
Rudy.
No problem. Go ahead.
I didn't realize it. I've been listening for the entire show, and I really don't think that police enforcement of speeders, where if you have someone going down the road so fast, I like to watch the show... cops and those shows where they show wildest police chases, and I really feel that the police chasing people down the roads are using their own deadly weapons. And have you ever listened to the what's that called again? Buzz Burbank on the toilet.
Thanks. Anyway, so that's great. I agree with that wonderful caller there, Rudy. You know what? It's funny. He's a jerk, but he made a point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
What did he do?
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
There was a time when man did live in caves.
Oh, goody.
People were known as cavemen.
Cavemen.
Neanderthal men or troglodytes.
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 What we're going to do right here is go back.
Way
listen
back.
Carefully. There's music in the background.
Way back.
Way back
at the time.
Yeah.
When the only people that existed were troglodytes.
Yeah.
Cavemen.
Cave women.
Cave women.
No, Geico.com.
Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listen to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move. Something like this.
Oh, no.
Dance.
You know.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I'd like to have an orgy with the love chef.
We're on fire!
Stars we are.
Not a woman.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
You go down to the lake.
Big. Bigger than big. Bigger than big. Bang.
Look around and just reach it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Somebody come on.
Everybody like this song?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Uh-oh.
Tango!
Wait.
Right.
So good.
You said move. You go
naked in bed when I see you Sunday. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
She got up. She was a big woman. Big.
That'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Where's the butt?
One of the butt sisters.
Where's the butt? Yeah.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
One of the butt sisters.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
He looked up, he said, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
Big, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yes, I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Troglodyte.
Suck it to you, Daddy.
Rattle.
Way back then, I ain't gonna lie to you.
He said it.
When she said, I'll suck it to you.
He said, rattle.
She said, rattle.
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 Hot man.
Hot
man. Hot man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love this song.
Stupidest show in the world.
Yes, it is.
Have you heard our phone number a moment ago? 877-365-3636.
Mm. Oh, that's great. And just one big intro.
James Castor at his bunch.
Is that who it was?
James Castor. Castor bunch, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing very well, my friend.
Hey, I just want to be the first to congratulate you guys on outstanding ratings in Sacramento, California.
I believe we've already been handed the keys to the city, and they gave us those gigantic whales that we left in the
pond. You know, the people were wondering why they hadn't been seen. The fact is they gave them to us, and we put them in a tank.
You're right. We got good ratings out there, and for that we thank you.
14.1, share. That's pretty good, guys.
Where did you hear that?
It's right there in the paper, Sacramento Bee today, sports section.
Wow, how about that?
All right,
in the Bee.
See you later.
In the sports section?
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye! I said, I'll shock it to you, Daddy.
That's our score, Mike. 14.1.
You sure he was reading it in the right spot? It's Sacramento, so you never know.
I don't know.
Station, though, so.
Me don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Just wanted to let you guys know, we are under 100 days to the first game of the NFL season.
Yeah, I'm very ready for it. Many camps are starting up. Absolutely, my friend. You know, the Arena League, don't cut it.
No.
NFL Europe, don't cut it.
What about Arena 2?
No, not so much. Not so much.
Okay, get out of here. Goodbye.
And you're decked out in your Packers T-shirt today.
Sure, boy.
You're wearing Packer clothing. How unusual is
that?
That's
a shock, boy.
Shocker of shockers.
I'm wearing something with the Green Bay Packers. Sure, boy.
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
No, actually, the thing that I am probably... it goes like this chronologically. I'm past the absolute hitting the bottom football-wise after the Super Bowl.
Good.
I'm past those doldrums because now the weather has changed, and they're having the OTAs. And, you know, my man Mike Vick is in the news every day, so there's football on TV all the time because he's involved in dogfighting.
Right.
Then they go to training camp, and before you know it, boom, bang, bang, boom, 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 it's there.
Bing and a bang and a bang and a boom and a boom.
It's there, boy.
Yeah.
And of course, he's coming back.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't want to.
Your man.
I don't want to get that way, Mike.
Brett Favre.
I don't want to get that way about that man.
Come on, you love him. Come on, admit it. Just admit it.
About okay. that
let
man.
The, let the world know.
That man.
Let the world know that you feel a strong bond to that man.
My God, when he comes out with that mountain man look, that two-day growth of Louisiana, wherever it is, that Mississippi beard.
That strong Louisiana jaw.
All he needs is a piece of hay between those teeth, wearing his number 4 rugged green and gold jersey.
He'd like to be that.
And, oh, man, I'd be his bitch in a second.
You ready for a fantasy? He's coming back. What if he does it? What if he does it? Just one last time.
Hey.
All the stars align. And all of a sudden, he takes him.
Then
he takes him to the big show.
Then you and I hold hands and jump off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge together. You're talking about if the Packers win the Super Bowl?
Not if they win. How about if they just go?
If they go?
They go to the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Robin.
What's that?
What? If they have tickets.
Anybody. You know what? I adhere to that theory on any given Sunday.
Although right now, and really another thing that's getting me through without football
is the fact that, I know you're not a fan, but these goddamn NBA playoffs are great. The Dallas series was great watching them lose. And last night, LeBron James, I swear to Christ, if you did not get a chance to see the highlights, this cat scored 29 of the last 30 points for Cleveland.
Wow.
When they came from behind to beat Detroit in overtime.
Put the Cavs up 3-2, right?
That's right, USA Today, buddy.
Hey, I'm looking at the front page.
You can't avoid
I know what you say that very
screams at you. With a lot of assuredness in your voice.
Now, if I go to the sport page, I can really...
The sport page. The sports page, Mike.
If I can go to the sports page, I can really fake it. Look up the Sacramento ratings while you're there.
That'd be in the B, Buzz.
No,
what a friggin' game last night. Man, I have no rooting interest in either of those teams.
But it is amazing that he scored the Cavaliers' last 25
he
points.
He is incredible. I hate to say it. It is, dare I say it, Jordan-esque. Really thought it was Jordan-esque last night.
LeBron.
Do you believe? Mike, yeah. You're fat. I'm fat. Yeah. Rob, you're fat. Yeah. Everybody's fat. Mm-hmm. Everybody on radio except Buzz is fat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk fat here for a second.
I love talking fat.
Because we're going to wish our best DJ wishes to our brother behind the microphone, Tim Biggerstaff.
Biggerstaff.
From radio station WOHS in Shelby, North Carolina.
What's his claim to fame?
Well, he was playing country music a couple of days ago on the radio, and he pleaded for help right before he passed out.
Oh no.
About the time that he felt he was going to get a seizure, he's a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Around the time he thought he was getting a seizure on the air,
yeah.
He opened the microphone and I guess just said, like, help me.
Oh no.
And listeners called 911 for him.
Wow. Did he live?
Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
Good. Did he have a seizure?
Yeah, yes, he did. And it's not the first time a listener has saved his life.
Oh.
No, he didn't have a seizure. Hold on a second.
Diabetic.
Big man, is he?
No, hold on a second.
What?
At the hospital, he learned he had suffered a seizure.
Oh.
And he was dehydrated.
Wow.
It's not the first time a listener has saved the DJ's life. 2 years ago, he needed a kidney transplant.
Oh,
and one of his listeners donated a kidney to him.
A listener donated a kidney?
God. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Now,
what a loyal fan base.
Really? Now, let me see.
We haven't gotten any organs. That's amazing. That we
here
can
is,
use.
Here is the DJ. Here he is. Saying thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, thankful doesn't even begin to cover it. Dear, had he not been listening, it's hard telling who would have showed up out here to help me.
So he got a kidney from a listener. I'm not sure I'd take a stick of gum from one of our listeners.
It's one of those large radio stations where obviously there's so many people around.
Well, here is the 911 call for the listener calling for the DJ who was on the air saying, help me, I'm dying.
And I heard the boy that was broadcasting on the radio. It's like he went off the air and sounded like he was sick. And I could just hear him in the background. He said something like he might be sick.
He's sick.
Does it say in the story what show he was hosting when he was doing? Because he wasn't playing country records. I went to the website. He was hosting Swap Shop.
Are you kidding?
Was he really?
I swear to
was
you.
He really?
Did you like Tradio? Does wow. Swap Shop.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, the entire...
That's great radio.
It's like Tradio.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
The entire segment leads us to our website of the day.
Very good.
And it has nothing to do with this cat and our best wishes to him and to his blood pressure and his cholesterol and everything else.
His seizures.
We're going to buy him a gift, Mike.
Okay.
We're going to buy this disc jockey a gift.
From this website?
Yes. The website is called Living XL. Now, before we get to some of the fun stuff, let me tell you some of the categories. This is a collection of unique, innovative products for plus-size men.
Very, very good.
They have categories such as sponges.
Oh, really plus-size men.
Lotion applicators.
Oh, dear.
Button and zipper hooks.
Oh.
Back scratchers and miscellaneous. Now,
what's the website again?
It's livingxl.com.
Livingxl.com.
And Mike, I know you, like me, would probably like to send this guy. Now we could go through all of these things, Mike. They've got the portable urinal. They've got the bathtub transfer bench.
Oh God!
But what I think we should send him is something called the Bottom Buddy.
What is the Bottom Buddy?
Well, I just clicked on it. Let me read it to you.
Okay. Is it expensive?
$49.
I thought it might be.
Bottom Buddy TM.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trademarked. Mm-hmm. An award-winning designed bathroom aid
for sure.
That's hygienic and easy to use. 11 inches long with a curved handle. It has a soft, flexible head with three tulip petal sections that securely grip any tissue or pre-moistened wipe.
Oh!
Once inserted, tissue covers the rounded head and can be released using a push button on the handle.
I got it. Oh, my God.
Includes a carry pouch for travel, because you're going to want to bring it with you.
Oh, my God.
Something over the shoulder.
And then the
disclaimer. The bottom, buddy.
The disclaimer
is this really, is this a wiper?
It is the absolute lazy of laziest wipers, because you put the wipe inside this thing, and it's got like little plastic teeth.
Fingers.
And when you're done, you push a button and the little teeth release and you get like a whoosh of air and it pushes the paper out of the tube.
Fantastic. And then...
And you're clean.
Probably not that clean.
This product is considered a personal hygiene item.
It's probably adequate but not perfect.
Mike, it may only be returned for credit if returned unused.
The bottom, buddy?
The original packaging product materials. Now, there's all kinds of
things.
Are
you looking at a picture of it right now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm off it now. Hold on. Let me just go to... You want to go to lotion applicators?
Yes, please. Because, you know, you do get... You want to get lotion in those hard-to-reach places.
Okay. These are not nearly as good. Long-handled lotion applicator with massage beads.
Yeah.
How about sponges?
Sponges? What do they have?
Sponges are good.
Long-handled sponges.
Sure.
Hold on. How about the long-handled toe washer?
Yes, the long-handled toe washer.
But how much is that?
$25.
Well, there you go. Wow.
Attached to the end of a 25-inch long handle.
25 inches.
The replaceable narrow sponge of this toe washer cleans between toes and scrubs the bottoms of feet.
Sure. Who doesn't want that?
Oh, my God.
Between the toes.
Can you imagine that fat that you just can't...
How do you like to smell that sponge?
You can't even, like, you can't sit on the bed and get
right.
at your feet?
Sure.
Could you show me what they have in way of toilet seats?
Oh, sure.
Do Rob. They have special toilet seats?
Well, Rob's already peeking ahead here.
And do they have clothing?
We have... Yes, they do. We have heavy-duty commode.
Sure.
The Paramount toilet seat.
What's the Paramount?
Well, it's if you'll wait one moment, I think you'll want to hear about the Big John toilet seat.
So there's different levels, I guess.
Heavy duty would be your entry level.
Yes.
Paramount would be your mid-level.
And Big John.
Big John, either white or cream, would be your top of the line.
Which in white or cream.
Which would you like? What
Big
color,
John, Mike? Please tell me about Big John.
Which color, Michael?
Cream, please.
You'll
cream.
Never get a white again.
You got it. Again, this is trademarked. This unique design features a contoured 1,200-pound capacity seat.
Wow.
Whoa.
1,200-pound capacity seat.
Because you don't want to crack them.
What a family on it.
This is larger than any toilet seat in the world.
Sure is.
The universal design works with any round or elongated toilet. Features include heavy-duty construction formed from solid high-density stainless steel hinges, wide non-slip bumpers to prevent lateral sliding.
Oh, yeah, good. A grip seat.
You don't want to fall.
No.
This is the new item on Livin' XL.
You don't want to fall.
Mike O'Meara, how much would you pay for this item on the Butt Is Right, the Big John toilet seat that will hold up to 1,200 pounds of ass?
I'd pay $100, Bob.
It's $124.
How about that, huh?
Comfort doesn't
I know my Big Johns.
You know, we need a toilet seat here.
Mike?
Do we need a toilet seat here?
That one slides around.
Yeah, it is loose. It is definitely loose.
Right? Would you like to pick a category? We have robes, towels, massagers, bath accessories.
Bath accessories, please.
Bath accessories.
Or variety
means. No, bath accessories.
Here we go.
This is where you get your...
Terry cloth wash mitt, extra large, long-handled sponges.
Yep.
Again, the toe washer, but long-handed toe washer replacement sponge 3-pack.
There it is.
You'll need them.
Because, you know, you don't have time to rinse them out.
Giant loofah sponge.
The giant loofah.
It's
and
just
then,
plain big.
Heavy-duty electronic scale, 500-pound capacity.
500-pound capacity? Well, the toilet seat has a 1,200-pound capacity.
Slippers. There again is the heavy-duty commode. Long-handled back scrubbers.
What's the name of the website again, please?
Living livingxl.com.
Livingxl.com.
One more page here, and we'll just see what's on it. And we'll buy this disc jockey something.
I'm curious about the clothing, too.
Hey, that's terrific.
That is a double-curved shower rod.
So it actually makes your shower wider.
Oh, okay, so it widens out.
I could use that.
Let me see. Let me see. Hangers, step stools, reaching tools.
Reaching tools.
Oh, yeah.
Reaching tools, please.
Can you imagine these four efforts?
I don't know if it's laziness as much as just physics. You know, you need.
Well, I think it isn't necessarily laziness. It's just
look at all these things. You've got the long-handed back scrubbers. You've got the T-handle shoehorn. You've got the spring steel long shoehorn. You've got the Max Scratch back scratcher.
Read about the back scratcher, please.
The Max Scratch?
Yeah.
I'd be glad to, Mike. It's a buy. I'll tell you this. It's cheap. We could get him a couple of these. Instead of a normal narrow scratcher head with fork-like teeth, this scratcher has large 3-inch wide head with hundreds of flexible quarter-inch long scratching flex spikes that are designed to be stiff with just enough flexibility to gently but thoroughly scratch any spot anywhere.
Any spot, because, you know, you get itchy.
Includes a cotton drawstring carry bag.
That's it, because you want to take it with you.
And if
want to.
Here's the picture I want you to get in your mind of this. It looks like a barbecue tool. It looks like something you would have out at the grill flip a burger with.
Do you know what I scratch my back with at home? You ready to be grossed out?
No, what?
I scratch my back with a, you know those pasta tools that you get? You know the kind of things that you...
The pasta claw.
The pasta
right?
claw?
Yeah.
It's the greatest bag scratcher in the history.
Oh, you wash it.
I do. I wash it thoroughly.
Good.
I mean, you know, if I'm eating.
Do you think that really at Living XL they should be selling picnic tables?
Yes, because they're heavy-duty picnic tables. You know what? What they sell, Don, is everything that might collapse under a heavy person.
Everybody's got to eat.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Your audience.
I'm sure that it's heavy-duty. I'm sure it's designed to hold, you know, because you can't sit at a picnic table if you're 500 pounds.
These are some expensive friggin' tables.
Well, sure. They have to be strong.
They have to be wider, too.
Durable, right? Bigger. You know,
yeah, sure. They are. They're bigger, like the ones you see at the Yellowstone Park or something like that. They are gigantic.
They're Bob's big boy picnic tables.
How about just other accessories?
Sure, or miscellaneous.
Is there anything that says wand on it?
The first item in miscellaneous is the bottom buddy.
Uh-huh. That's the best.
Followed by the Eurobag portable urinal.
I'd just like to hear that explained.
Got to be handy.
Because I'd like to know why.
The portable urinal?
Yes.
Everybody could use that.
Here we go.
For the fat guy on the go.
A convenient and discreet solution when facilities are unavailable. Available in male and female designs, the compact storage efficient state, shape, and latex construction make this superior to other products.
I bet.
Looks like a little rubber grenade.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's when you're driving. You're driving, you don't have time to
Mike,
stop.
Right. How about this for this guy? The self-wipe copyright personal toilet aid.
The what?
Self-wipe personal toilet aid.
Please explain.
A bathroom that's designed for you. Hygienic. A bathroom aid that's designed for you.
Okay.
Hygienic and easy to use. Has a 9 3/4 inch handle with a 5-inch tapered tip where tissue can be rolled and then discarded by means of a push button.
Oh.
It seems to be a poor man's bottom buddy.
Now, what's this?
I like the push button. That's what
$10 cheaper, Buzz, than the bottom buddy.
That's not bad.
It's, you know, the little ejector button that they have for when you're done with the tissue.
Under miscellaneous, there's also, oh, my goodness, patient gowns.
Oh, dear. That's really when you're confined to bed.
Hold on. They've got patient gown with standard sleeves, 2XL, 3XL. 5XL. 10XL.
Whoa.
Wow.
10XL.
That's a hospital gown?
Yep.
It's a movie screen.
Mm-hmm. Then you've got the neck massager.
There you go.
And powdered disposable, latex-free, powder-free disposable gloves.
Oh, you missed them.
Oh, what do we need gloves for?
What did I miss?
You know.
There's an important word on the gloves.
Oh, lubricated.
Mm. Oh, God, what do you need those for?
I'll draw you a picture.
Is there anything in their description, or do they just say they're gloves?
No, they tell you that they're just...
Lubricated just means they have that powder on them so they don't stick together.
Yeah, but what do you need surgical gloves for?
If you're handling that stick, I think you'd want that.
Bottom stick. Buddy.
Mike, I would go
when you're cleaning your bottom buddy.
I think that we should go for the bottom buddy and the long-handled toe washer.
Yeah, the toe washer and the bottom buddy. Yes.
You want to double up on
absolutely
livingxl.com?
Yeah, yeah, let's go for it.
All right, well, let's do this for this guy.
The bottom buddy.
For goodness sakes, he's a brother in arms.
He is. He's a brother DJ.
We stood up for our buddies Opie and Anthony when they were being unfairly prosecuted and stood up for old Stinky Imus. We might as well stand up for this poor guy.
Yeah, the guy had a seizure on the air.
Then after getting a kidney from a listener, had to have a listener call 911 for him.
Do they, besides the hospital gowns, do they have a nice selection of clothing?
No, only robes, Mike.
Only robes.
Only robes.
Only hospital gowns. Yum, yum.
Only robes.
Only robes.
What a great sight.
Why do you need more than robes?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, you're reading my mind.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, this is Beth. I'm calling from Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, from Frederick?
From Frederick, yes. Fredneck, Maryland.
Yeah, well, not really. I'm calling, it's outside of Frederick. But
and is it Newmarket?
No, I'm heading to Newmarket. I'm calling from Mount Airy, but I'm heading to Newmarket.
I love the names up there. I really do.
I like best about Frederick, Maryland, wow. Besides everything.
Uh-huh. Oh.
The fact that there are so many people, like-minded people like myself, who like flying the Confederate flag in their front yard.
In and near Frederick.
That's what I like about Frederick.
You're among friends.
Frederick, Maryland.
Right.
I said I'm from Mount Airy.
Well, Mount Airy, you can get some wonderful dogs up around Mount Airy.
Yeah, we can.
Lots of dog breeders. Lots of dog breeders in that part.
Hey, listen, you guys are talking about Living XL, and I know you guys are Simpsons fans, right? Yes. And you completely glossed over the episode where Homer wants to get disability, and he becomes really fat, and Bart has a dream, and he wants to be just like his dad. And in the dream, he's in the tub, and he's like a really fat older Bart, and he says, I'm so fat, I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
You did that well.
Is that where Homer wears the moo-moo?
Yeah. Exactly.
Doesn't he wear a special hat, too, like a fat guy hat and a Hawaiian shirt?
Exactly. And Bart aspires to be just like Homer. I was waiting for you guys to mention it, and you haven't, so I thought I'd call you in and
give a chuckle. Thank you.
Thank you from Mount Airy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you. See you at the meeting. Tonight in Frednack.
You can get any dog you want up around that area.
And you know what? You really want some fun. Call Mike Vick. take down the Confederate flag before he gets over for the dog fight.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I keep hearing that he's going to be indicted on that.
Yeah. I hear that dog fighting is multicultural. You know, there are many ethnic groups in this country that enjoy a fine dog fight.
But I was reading.
You really think he's going to be indicted? Did you read
today, but it was like, I don't get why they would do it, because they said we are going to charge him because we believe he's involved, but we don't think that the charges will stick.
Yeah, so why bother?
What does it mean? Yeah.
Well, because they want to get some press on it, I guess.
That's like Congress saying we don't want the war. We're going to authorize a non-binding resolution.
Right, right.
It doesn't make any difference.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this me?
Oh.
No.
Hi, Moore.
The penalty.
Qualification. I have breaking news from Sacramento.
Okay. Lay it on us, Buzz.
They've found, the Coast Guard has found a dead whale near the San Francisco Bay.
Oh, no word of whether it's
Tom. Tom, stop that.
That's not funny.
Stop that.
He's only laughing because it's Sacramento.
Terrible.
We don't know if it's Don, a Delta, or some other whale.
That's terrible.
Was it found in Sacramento?
Near the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What about the San Francisco?
Pixie.
Right. Yes. Well, that's where they were headed. That's where they were last seen, I think. So they're checking to see if it's...
You know, you're really good when you suppress your joy at sharing bad news.
I have no joy here. I love whales.
So just so I'm clear, these are the same whales that left Sacramento yesterday, went to San Francisco.
After
spending 10 days in Sacramento, now they're belly up?
Committed suicide. Yeah, no, one of them appears to be dead. We'll get that confirmed.
So we don't know if it's one of the two, but it could be.
The Coast Guard is racing to identify the whales now.
The whale.
Whale.
Only
one dead. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So far.
Pixie.
I want some more information on that.
We all do.
Don and Mike show.
I bet you'll
Hey, guys.
It.
Hello, what's up?
I want to thank you for the livingxl.com website. I have the poster boy for that website. My boyfriend.
Oh, is he a large man?
And aren't you a nice lady?
6'6".
And how big?
346 pounds.
And can he not wipe himself?
Well, that was a legit question. Would he have to use the butt buddy?
Maybe with my assistance.
Oh. Hey, that sounds like a fun weekend.
But I just had
for you. Hey, are you a woman of larger carriage yourself?
Not in comparison to him.
Okay, so he's 6'6 and 340?
346, 48 inch waist.
48 inch waist.
That's big.
He's a big man.
How big are you, honey?
Do you want the truth?
Yeah, give us the truth.
No, please lie to us. Please lie to us. No.
What's the truth?
180.
180.
Okay.
So you're that fat for a girl?
5'5".
Yeah. 5'5".
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, you should buy one for yourself.
Okay,
get out of here.
Bye!
Leave your poor fat husband alone. Don't call him and throw him to ridicule on the show.
You called the Don and Mike show today?
Happy shopping.
You ever wish you had a butt buddy? I need the bottom buddy.
The bottom buddy, excuse me.
I want a buddy for my bottom.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Howdy.
The portable urinal isn't for driving around. It's because they can't fit on the public toilet.
Oh. All right. Thank you. We do learn something occasionally from our audience.
Well,
even a big person, if they're even partially mobile, can't they use a urinal? These are the questions that rack my brain.
Well, hold on. Before we answer this call, let me think about it. Let's say you're like 500 pounds. You probably couldn't stand and hit it.
You might not be able to reach or see what you need to do.
Yeah, you'd probably walk away with wet feet all the time.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
So you probably got to sit down, and then when you sit down,
you get... you heard about that lady on the cruise ship one time. Or was it an airplane?
Oh, that
where she sat down and she created a vacuum seal?
Her intestines got sucked in,
and sucked out her insides. Mm-hmm. Perfect seal. Perfect seal, which is not to be confused with the dead whale.
Hello there. Donnie Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, very well.
Hey, I'm on the KCR site, which is a really crappy local radio station, and I'm looking at the headlines they have for the whale.
Uh-huh.
And it says a dead 50-foot whale was reportedly seen not far from the Golden Gate Bridge on Friday morning, but U.S. Coast Guard said it could not find the carcass.
They're still looking for the body, yes.
Yes, yes. Officials were investigating and said it was too early to determine if the animal was one of the two whales that recently visited the Delta.
Right. You know, I've heard that a dead whale that washes up on a beach is without question the foulest smell you will ever smell. We had in Maine a seal that washed up, a harbor seal, and it washed up on the beach and it was bloated. And that was, without question, one of the foulest smells I've ever smelled in my life. It was amazing. And, you know, we didn't have time to get the seal, the butt buddy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show. Bottom buddy, Mike.
Bottom buddy.
Not butt buddy.
I like butt buddy. I think that would be better marketing.
Butt buddy is...
Gay.
Yes, of course.
My butt buddy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Too bad that whale didn't have a radio show.
I mean, really, that's what the DJs in Sacramento should have been doing about us for the last week.
I guess. Right.
Hello?
Is that what that guy was trying to do?
Hello?
Were you making, like, the DJ is a whale joke? Because we were talking about that yesterday.
We're not really sure what you meant.
Hello?
Hello? Come on now.
Hello? Chris Rock, are you there? Jerry Seinfeld, which one of you funny guys is that?
Listen, you can hear the ocean between his ears.
Hi there, Heath. You realize your name and your first name and your last name and your phone number show up when you call the show.
Heath, would you like to speak, please? Or are you choosing not to? I guess. What?
What was that, Heath? How's your brother Crackle?
That was the Heath.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Heath Shuler. Heath Shuler, Heath Barr. Heath Cliff. No, not acceptable. I'm king of the Heaths.
The rule is I'm supposed to say it if I'm conceding. Why are you being all high and mighty?
Because you jumped in a couple of times during this week and just shot me down the same thing.
But I never jumped in and said I'm king.
Okay, well here's the difference: like two boxers in the ring. In essence, what you did earlier this week...
You bit my ear is what you just did.
No. What you've done is come in and knocked me out, and then, in essence, After you knocked me out, you just stood there. And what I did was I just knocked you out, and then I said, hey, I knocked you out.
No, I can't argue because I can't come
because
up with a heat.
Because I am king of the heats. Goddamn right. Please say it, Mike. No. Please.
No, you've already said it. Why do I need to say it?
Because it means more coming from you.
You're king of the heat.
What?
The king of the heat is king of the heat.
What?
King of the heat.
King of the heat.
I don't hear you unless you call me Super John.
Hi there.
Hi.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Oh, Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Hello, Donna. Might you write the new Joker?
Hello, c'est la vie.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello, it's you.
I'm Heath again.
It's the Dynamite Show.
Oh, the story about the...
No, wait. Yeah. What was the problem?
She's a woman, Mike.
I'm from Sacramento, and I'm a woman.
Okay. Two problems. Well, right? Two strikes against
her. At least she understands.
Uh-huh. Yes. Anyway, the story about Mike, the seal that was smelling up in Maine, it just brings to mind perhaps one of the best YouTube videos ever, which is... it's quite old, actually, where they actually blew up a whale with dynamite, and chunks of, there were all these spectators lined up to watch.
And didn't they blow it up because there was no other way to get it off the beach?
Right, and they had never done it before, so they weren't really sure how much dynamite to use.
It was amazing. It rained blubber.
Yeah, it was disgusting, and the cameras being, you can hear it being pelted with bits of whale.
Splat.
Are you divorced?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You will be.
Rob.
That come from?
Rob.
Going with a feeling.
Just a Sacramento woman. That's all that was.
She almost
her thought pattern.
Bye, honey.
The timbre of her voice.
First the trial, then the hanging.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Twin Tards. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
The mighty KHTK listeners are right in the middle of eating their lunch. The Toe Buddy... cleaning kit.
Yes.
Extremely disturbing visual.
The dead whale okay?
The dead whale's okay, though.
Yeah.
Well, then don't think about the toe thing. Think about the bottom buddy.
The toe
Ooh,
buddy.
And I would like to contest Mike's foul-smelling odor with a used toe buddy pad to the decomposing whale.
So you think that the toe buddy will stink worse than... I think it depends on the toes.
Well, you know what? If we are on the topic of foul-smelling, you will not believe it based on a conversation that I had with you on the air. Let me just get my girlfriend on real quick. My dog came with something in his mouth.
Oh, no.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
No, hold on. Sorry about foul.
You brought your present, a prize.
Oh, God. Is he hunting again?
It's worse than that, I think. I found this where it's...
Does this clink?
Yeah, the German Shepherd. I found this to be worse than when he came up with the parts of the deer.
This is the Clink the Forager.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And when you get a dog that taps into that country living.
Right.
Mike, this is not necessarily a story about country living.
Oh, no. Really? I'm already grossed out and I don't even know what it is.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sweetie pie. How are you?
I'm doing laundry.
Oh, how about, hey, we got the washing machine fixed.
Ah, that's a good thing. Wonderful.
Listen, very quickly, Jan, would you tell everybody, please, so they know I'm not making this up, the item that Colonel Clink came up with on the front porch the other day in his mouth that he was very happy about and would not let go of?
Yeah, it was gross of all gross, even grossed me out. It was a used sanitary napkin.
That's right. He obviously isn't going through a neighbor's trash.
Yeah.
And he was holding on to it.
Morning.
He was holding on to it like it was a piece of gold from Kibble and Fitz.
And, you know, it's one thing if it's like your own trash, when it's someone else's that you don't even know.
God, that's gross. Once they develop a taste for that, is that a problem? I mean, will he seek that out now?
Well, no. I think any dog, but you don't have dogs, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a dog thing. I mean, dogs go for that.
But
do you not agree dogs go for that?
You would not have believed that if I just came to you and said he came up with a sanitary device in his mouth. That
it helped that Janet.
Obviously had been used.
It helped that Janet, like, corroborated it. Because it would have sounded different coming from
you. And Jan, he didn't want to let it go, did he?
I knew it was something, and I'm trying to get out of the
Echo. I knew it was something that didn't look good, and I wasn't sure if it was like a mouse, because a lot of times they'll bring mice back.
Yeah.
But then I saw like there was some type of paper attached to it, and then you're going to go out and get it. And I said, no, let me do it. And then I'm just like, oh, and you even said, like, what is it? And I said, you don't even want to know. I said, it's just gross of all gross. And I took it right over to the dumpster.
Janet's very afraid of of spiders and stuff like that. So I thought, you just pulled some varmint in, and she said, oh, he's got something. I said, I'll get it. She runs out. She says, you want to stay away from that.
Oh, that is so foul.
And you know what? That happened.
And that's just a dog going through the garbage. I mean, it's nobody's fault.
That happened a day or two ago.
Yeah.
And we're still kissing him, like, on the mouth and everything.
Oh.
The dog.
But you do that with dogs, right?
It's not like he's not been sniffing other dogs' butts and stuff.
I might really, if one of my dogs did that, I might put Listerine in his bowl. Know your neighbors. You know?
All right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Oh, that is so awful gross.
Yep.
I really, that would gross me out like into the evening.
That's
That would be like a lengthy gross out.
We watched him coming all the way up the driveway going, what's he got in his mouth this time?
See how proud of himself?
Yeah, and he was doing that almost strutting like one of the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Prancing with it. Hey, someone in the house, look at me. Look what I found. Well, it's the biological thing. That's what, you know, really, to get really gross, that's what attracts them.
Right.
Sure is.
Blood. Crazy.
Is aware of it.
Oh, right. It's called heat, Mike. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Total heat.
Hello. Heat that makes you want to have a bottom, buddy.
Steam heat.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, finally. Here we are.
I just wanted to thank you guys for finally coming to West Palm. My cousin used to go to school in the D.C. area, and he always raved about you, and I never really had the chance to, like, find you or, you know, even knew where to look. But I just wanted to say you guys are doing a hell of a job.
Thank you, my very friend. Nice, and a lot of old people are angry at us down there.
Thank you for the call down in Miami, right. Whatever happened to those old people that were mad about the format change? They've all died right now.
Yes. I would rather kiss a dog who's eaten a maxi pad than listen to that program.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hey, guys. I want to first thank you for paving the way for what you do. You've been a blessing to radio everywhere. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. We invented everything. What else can we do for you?
The song you started the show out with, it's like the mammoth king of all cosmic coincidences. I just rediscovered that song this week. I haven't heard it since Dr. Demento in the 70s, the troglodyte song.
Yeah, Caveman by the Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Great song.
Exactly. And just today, I'm in radio, too, and I just played it.
Oh dear.
Should have told us that right up front. You know how we hate radio people.
Another disqualification. Right up there with the WN word. And also, is it me? Those are the three biggies.
Mm-hmm. You know our motto, if there's a bridge, we'll burn it. If it's a radio guy, we set that bridge on fire, baby. Of course, you know I'm a radio guy myself.
Little old radio guy.
Radio guy.
Radio.
Yeah, I got a kidney from one of my listeners.
Serene. Help!
Hello,
help!
Todd and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
My dog can't get enough of my son's poopy diapers.
Yeah, biological.
There you go.
Oh, God.
That's all that is.
All right, my friend.
It's what dogs like.
Stop leaving them around the house, okay?
Yeah, I have a theory about the portable toilet for the fat guys, too.
Okay. What's your theory?
What is it?
Well, I think, you know, there's just so much weight bearing down on their bladder, you know, like a pregnant woman. And they just have to go, like, twice as much, you know?
Have you ever had your dog get up on your bed and just lick a spot on the bed?
Yeah. Oh, constantly.
Beluga did that the other night where I was going to bed, and I must confess it was on my side of the bed.
Oh, dear.
And it was down around waist level.
Oh.
And working on it and just going, nant, 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 like that. And then there was, like, a perfect, almost as big as a coaster.
Almost as big as a quarter.
A coaster-sized wet spot, and he would not stop. And I'm like, what is it?
Is that like the
orifice to the other side or something like that?
I don't know. I've seen my dog stop and, like, lick a chair. They'll be in a chair, in an easy chair, and just start licking a spot.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
the only way.
On the bottom of the chair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not on the back of the chair.
No, like you're sitting in the chair.
On the bottom of the chair.
Sitting on the bottom of the chair where the asses go.
You know.
You know.
You know.
This will be wacky right now. We have a bunch of pretty good callers going today, even though it's the second full moon of the month.
Yes.
Why don't we put 10 minutes on the clock? We never do this early in the show.
True. Maybe we'll have better luck. Maybe we will have better luck by doing it early.
If you're keeping track, we've done this every 2 weeks for the last, 12 to 14 weeks.
And we have not had success in about 12 weeks.
We tried with the humorless John Norman for a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame John Norman either. I don't think any of us would have laughed during that segment.
The game, my friends, is called Make Us Laugh. If you heard the show, I think you know that Mike and I both are loving life on top of the world.
Top of the world, Dave.
No problems. Everything's groovy, cats. We are ready to laugh. You call us at 877-365-3636, and we take 10 minutes worth of calls. And sometimes the game doesn't take 10 minutes. Who am I kidding? It always takes 10 minutes.
It always takes 10 minutes, then we have to go to that crappy bonus round.
All you have to do
crappy
is make us laugh. That's all you have to do.
First person to make us laugh gets a bottom buddy.
Okay? We'll start the jackpot at 200 bones.
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah, butter pecan.
With an early show edition of Make Us Laugh. The laughies are myself and Mike. We are the laughers. You are the laughies. You guys are the laughies.
We are the laughers. They are the laughies.
That's what I was. Did I just say
that? Is that right?
Yeah.
We laugh. They say it, and we laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to be the laugher, and we want you to be the laughie.
We desperately want to laugh.
Right. Desperately.
Like when we heard that one of those whales was dead.
We needed a laugh then. Because
we did
it's what we do.
We did laugh at that.
Okay. Look.
Because it's Sacramento.
And it's wrong, and it's wrong, funny because it's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
That's you know what? That's the deal.
Don't be sorry,
that's
Mike.
The deal, Big Sack.
Don't be sorry. Be proud.
I have good news.
What?
Officials of the Coast Guard say the dead whale is not one of the two recently sent back out to sea from Sacramento.
Perhaps
the Sacramento whales live.
Delta and Dawn.
That's right.
Thank you, Buzz. Stay on that all weekend, please.
I will. I'll call you at home.
All right, everybody. Make us laugh for 200 bones. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, let's see what's up with Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Remember that old slogan, if you're not part of the solution, you're gay and retarded and just plain disgusting. That's a challenge Al Gore is issuing to the media and voters in his new book called It's Okay to Have Sex with the Perfect Boyfriend. It's worth listening to no matter what your politics are. Gore believes our democracy flourishes only under what the founders called a well-informed citizenry. That's so retarded. Instead, Gore thinks we're a, quote, pretentious snob. He chastises the media for focusing on Lindsay and Paris and Nicole. He chastises citizens for watching pornography for some 4.5 hours every day. But pornography is also part of Al Gore's solution. He argues that internet porn sites can be a new and open marketplace of casual sexual encounters with no strings attached, which can foster change for the better. The public seems a lot more interested in Gore's wife, teenage daughter, than his stupid global warming. I love that. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS.
That's a good one.
He's spicy.
He's
the Don and
Mike
Show.
She's spicy.
I like that.
She's Katie Couric. She's in D.C. this weekend.
Yeah, baby.
The odds of her calling the show.
It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Zero?
Yes.
That's right.
I win.
It's a brand new car.
It's a new car, Bob.
Brand new car, Mike. Not a chance that Pixie remembers her roots.
No.
Not a chance.
I remember that her very first network stand-up report was surrounding this show.
Although, there is a chance next week could be the greatest week in the history of John Norman's short-lived career as our producer.
Really? He's really been working overtime.
Good to see Johnny.
Hi there.
Now, he tells me next week for sure, Bruce Willis, which is a great pull.
That's big,
right?
Big, 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 big,
big. What are the odds of Phil Leotardo?
Give it a 65 right now.
And here's his absolute wild card. What are the odds of Mr. Simon Cowell?
I'm guessing slimmer. I would say about 45%. Haven't heard back from them yet.
That's not bad. Well, that's still not bad. You got Phil Leotardo 65%, which I think should be higher.
Yeah.
And, Simon Cowell, 45%. That's approaching 50.
It's all about that new show he's trying to whore, right?
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, the one from last year.
Oh, he produces that one.
That's right.
On Tuesday.
Because he doesn't make enough money with Idol.
Right. Well, make sure they know that we jump at his prostate. Big time.
Yeah, I mean, the interview would be, we love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Why do we really even need him on the show?
No.
That's all we do is, no, get him anyway if you can.
We love you.
For God's sakes, get him if you can.
And then everything he would say after that, we'd say, that's great.
You're so smart.
That's fantastic. We love England, too.
Hey, let's laugh. Let's do make us laugh.
I think if you get Simon, you should boo him.
Boo!
Simon.
No, do your thing where he says, shut up.
Boo!
Boo!
Shut up! Shut up.
Yeah.
If we get Simon.
Let me talk.
A boy can dream.
Let's laugh. 877-365-3636. Put 10 minutes on the clock. Why are you shaking your head like that?
I don't know.
You know what that is? That is a sign of non-belief, Mike.
You think that switching up the times is going to make this a winner?
Guaranteed.
Not necessarily.
Guaranteed from you, the listener's friend.
Here we go. Let's start the game. Let's start Make Us Laugh.
I'm ready.
Perhaps our simplest bit. 10 minutes. If anyone calling can make both Mike and I laugh, they win $200.
Yep.
And here we go. Oops. The beginning of the 10 minutes.
Let it lay them on us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Us Laugh.
Hello.
For instance, I laughed when John told me last week he was pretty sure he could get Simon Cowell on the show.
Mm-hmm. You laughed.
That made me laugh.
Did you laugh in a mocking way?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, right. You get Simon Cowell on the show. And then he said a couple of days ago, he said, no, really? We can get him to be on, even though we're not a morning show, and he's doing like some morning radio tour.
Very exciting.
And I went, yeah.
Right.
See,
I'm not laughing at that.
It made me laugh, Mike.
Yeah, and at the time, I probably would have laughed loudly.
Hello, Donna, Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
What do dick chicks...
Hey, Mike.
I don't know.
Easy. You laughed at that.
No, I did not. I smiled.
Yeah. You did.
I smiled because it was so much better than the first one.
Hello.
1 minute!
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Middle-aged guy, past his prime, in a singles bar, trying as hard as he can for one night stand. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12. No dice. Finally, it's about 1, and he's been being...
Dude, hold on. That's not funny. That's my life.
What's the punchline? He finally finds somebody and what?
Yeah, nasty pig, like the lady from Kingpin, gets back to her place, starts to suckle, and he gets his mouth filled with the foulest, most rancid fluid he's ever tasted. He said, man, you got to be too old to give milk. And she said, yeah, honey, but I'm not too old to have cancer.
He's laughing. I don't know if we should have laughed or not.
Maybe I screwed him up.
Might have been funny. I don't
know. Right.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Mike.
I won't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
What does an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer have in common?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They both use for taking your temperature.
Mike? Now, I'm smiling because he's breathing so hard. But that's laughing at him, not with him.
Not
right?
With him. Okay.
He really was so proud of himself, and you heard the...
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How about you book some A-list celebrity for the show that we know will never show up?
Simon Cowell, Don.
Mike, well, that was a natural laugh. And John, not busting balls, John's doing a slightly better job than he did a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, let's not overdo it. He's awesome. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mother's walking her daughter through the park. Daughter sees a couple going at it in the park, and she turns to her mom. Mommy, mommy, what's that? Daughter's only 6, so she goes, oh, honey, they're making cakes. And she's like, making cakes?
She's like, yeah. So she's like, oh, okay. A couple weeks go by. Mother takes the daughter to the zoo. They're at the monkeys. Monkeys are going at it. Daughter goes, Mommy, Mommy, what are those monkeys doing? Oh, my God. They're making cakes, honey. Making cakes, yeah. Another couple weeks go by. Mom's making dinner in the kitchen. Daughter comes running. So, Mommy, Mommy, were you and Dad?
Sorry.
I'm guilty there.
I smiled.
I smiled.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What does a food delivery person and a gynecologist have in common?
What?
Wait, is there a disqualification for not pronouncing gynecologist correctly?
Gynecologist, I said it.
Okay, there you go. All Start right. again.
All right, what does a food delivery person and a gynecologist have in common?
What?
They can both smell it, but they can't eat it.
So you got Mike. You didn't get Mike. Me with that one.
Yeah. They're chuckles. Yeah, and the last one gave you a chuckle. Would that be a full-fledged laugh?
No.
No.
I don't know. No, not really. No. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Three guys are out and talking about their families. First guy's a Baptist, says, I have four kids. With my next one, I'm going to have my own basketball team. Next guy is Catholic. He goes, I have eight kids. With my next one, I'm going to have my own baseball team. Last guy's a Mormon. He goes, well, I have 17 wives. With my next one, I'm going to have my own golf course.
Yeah, it would have been funnier if you just would have talked about your throat cancer.
18 holes.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh, please. To the Bible. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
Yeah, how come sharks don't eat black people?
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Because they think they're whale turds.
Oh, God.
Hey, you're the big winner!
Jesus.
Hey, ho! Hey, ho!
Congratulations, you're the big winner.
Oh, yeah?
Let me get this straight. My funny stuff, man.
Absolutely, these slappingly funny. Really?
Bye.
Didn't win.
Did you hear that? Oh. He's still on the rest of his Klan rally. He didn't win.
That's the part that made me laugh.
He's telling the other guys that are on the couch out on the back lawn
that
they didn't win.
That's totally the part that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Didn't win.
Didn't win.
What, Robbie? 5 minutes.
Come on, say it like a minute.
5 minutes.
Don and Mike here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Make us laugh.
Two gay guys in the shower, and the phone rings. One guy says, oh, let me go get that real quick. And he said, hey, I told you not to fish without me. He goes, I didn't. I farted.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Make us laugh.
That's the best you've had so far?
No, we had a couple that were better. Yeah.
Hey, I just had a serious question. Mike?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered changing your last name to Oxbig?
And you're busting balls with other people?
God, man.
Oh, I knew I wasn't going to be funny.
Terrible.
White cold. For goodness sakes. Just a bunch of white trash. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Please make us laugh.
Please.
Okay, say you had sex every day for 365 days a year, and you took all the condoms, melted them down into a tire. What kind of tire would it be?
What kind?
A Goodyear.
No. Mike?
All right, I'm from Sacramento. My mom's from Forestville.
Just different. Hadn't heard it. Just different. Stupid, but different.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I've had some good, solid smiles, which we didn't have in the last Make Us Laugh.
Make Us Laugh. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Do you hear what the little black kid got for his birthday?
What?
My bike.
Oh, he's calling from the same house.
Don't tell your friends you didn't win.
All right. Hey, I didn't win.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, what is wrong with people today? Hey, there's this guy, right?
Yeah.
Every time he goes out with his buddies, he gets sick all over himself, and his wife's really getting tired of it. Tells him if he goes out again and gets sick, she's going to bust him upside the head. So sure enough, he goes out, he gets sick, but he's got a surefire excuse from one of his buddies. He gets home, his wife says, look at you, throwing up all over yourself again. He says, don't worry about it. Somebody else did it. He put $20 in the pocket to get the shirt clean. She says, there's $40 in here. He says, oh, yeah, he crapped in my pants, too.
What are you doing laughing at that, Mike?
I don't know.
Who is the delivery?
He's in the mood.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Make us laugh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Make us laugh. I don't know how, I don't know if that one made the
air. Yeah, that might not have made it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, make us laugh.
Hey, how you doing?
What did Blonde say when she found out she was pregnant?
What?
Are you sure it's mine?
I like his effort, though. You see, he gave that little effort with the ee at the end.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
2 minutes!
How long, Rob?
2 minutes!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Please say it the way you say it.
2 minutes!
What's up? Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
2 minute warning. Here we go.
Don and Mike.
Yes!
Do you remember Woodsy the Owl?
Yes.
Do you know what he's up to now?
What?
He's in Canada doing sex education film.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, it's Canadian.
Don't retort.
Hold on.
Don't retort. Your mom should have abort.
I don't have a retort, but I wish you would have been abort.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow, Cola.
Hey, I wish I could drink on a Harvey Wallbanger. Mm-hmm. I wish your mom had dragged you out with a rusty hanger.
Bada bing!
A Harvey Wallbanger. You don't hear that every day now, do you?
Harvey Wallbanger. What is in a Harvey Wallbanger?
Vodka and orange juice and something else.
Sour mix,
no,
maybe?
Galliano.
Hello.
Like cream stickle.
Hello there. Dynamite. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys. Oh. What's black and blue and hate sex?
What?
The 12-year-old in Rob's closet.
We're down to the last minute now. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
The other day I had a dream. I was eating Cheetos, watching porno, and Hasselhoff and Rosie O'Donnell were consummating the relationship.
Hello, make us laugh, Don and Mike show.
Don't look at me.
I gotta look at something.
Hello, make us laugh.
What political party is Tom Gavin a member of?
What?
He's a registered autistocrat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jeez. Why did the retarded kid yell at his Easter basket?
Why?
To give a shout out to his peeps.
Mm. You have a winner.
You
Why
both
not?
Laughed.
Why
Wait,
not?
No,
you laugh.
Oh,
I laugh.
Why not?
We laugh.
Why oh, I love you.
Absolutely. To give a shout out to his peeps. It's an Easter joke.
I swear to God, I really did laugh.
You both
right.
did.
Did you feel you gave it 100% laugh?
No.
Oh.
Well, then, see, I think you should be honest about it.
I laughed, but I didn't laugh heartily.
Come on.
Sorry, honey. I mean, I could see it in Mike's face that you didn't really, wasn't 100%.
No, I mean, laugh. If it was 100%, I would have gone.
I liked it, honey. We'll send you a quarter.
Thank you, baby.
Bye-bye, honey.
Now I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Not really.
Don't feel bad.
Not really.
Because now we're to the bonus round, Mike.
The bonus round, and I feel really good about this.
10 times the amount. $2,000.
Oh, that's a lot to put on the line.
The next caller makes us laugh because we did not have a winner there. God damn, I thought that peep joke was funny.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How do you sell a pig to a deaf man?
How?
Want to buy a pig?
All right, we're going to roll the dice one more time, Mike.
What are you going to up the jackpot to?
We're going to go to $4,000.
Are you insane?
Reckless cowboy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Miguelito. I'm a big fan of O'Maris. I'm so glad to see you got Carlos Clam Dip back on the starter menu.
And the money is safe, Mike.
Safe once again. Safe once again.
The money is safe.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Are you feeling daring? Oh, here we go. This is when he gets really trigger happy. This is when he might do something crazy.
What now?
Because, hey, you know, we really should explain something.
We're playing with our budget. And then
when you do this, you really do.
We have a budget of money that we can give away. And when we get past a certain point,
mm-hmm.
Mike and I will have to pay out of our pockets.
Right. But we have the integrity that if something is truly funny, we will laugh at it.
Yes, indeed.
And what is the jackpot now?
$8,000.
Oh, my God.
Last time we're doing this. $8,000. No S. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Hello?
It's you.
I can tell you already the money's safe. Go ahead. What's up, my friend? Make us laugh.
What's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics?
What?
Not being a retard.
Like old joke.
Like I said, that money is so safe. The house always wins.
Old joke.
When we get to the bonus round of Make Us Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we offered up thousands in cash and prizes today.
Sorry to the lady for not really laughing out loud at the peeps joke.
That's all right, Mike.
I don't know what happened to me.
There were quite a few that you laughed at.
There were a few that I chuckled at, yes. I mean, it really a better performance last time.
It was good.
There were some people that were close.
It was a good one.
Very close.
But the money is safe once again.
Indeed.
Another child will go to college because, as you know, every time we have a loser, all of the money we donate to the Don and Mike Saturday's Child Fund.
That's right. Where all the kids that get the money from Don and Mike Saturday's Child go to a vocational school and learn a trade.
Remember the motto.
They learn how to work with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
No retard left behind.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Fantastic.
And don't forget, they teach them all. Righty-tighty,
mm-hmm.
lefty-loosey.
A lot of people should realize, because of our fund, that some of the best painting companies around have our employees.
And everyone they call gets a free pair of overalls.
Yes, they're all one size, but that makes for fun around the office, too. Yeah.
And one of our random callers during the last segment will receive a chocolate banjo.
A solid milk chocolate banjo.
I think you know what
just for playing.
That's how we play. Make us laugh.
That really did make me laugh.
We got some good guests today, including a guy who's written a really good book about the mafia. We're going to have him on in a second, strictly to quiz him, you, and everybody else about mafia jargon.
Oh, cool.
Mafia slang.
I love mafia stuff.
For instance, Mike, you of course know what the consigliere is.
That's the legal counsel, or the person that is knowledgeable in the ways of the law that consults the godfather.
Okay, if you are in the mob, what's a deli?
What's a deli?
D-E-L-I.
I do not know. I have no idea.
That is a union delegate.
Oh, okay. Oh. Like for a Teamster or something like that.
How about, let me see.
Why would a mobster know a Teamster? I don't know, Buzz.
Let me see. The Indian rope trick.
Boy, well, the Indian rope trick is when you twist somebody's arm.
The intended victim is grabbed from behind by one killer while another loops a piece of rope around his neck. Both killers grab an end of the rope and pull until the victim chokes.
Good trick. Interesting.
How about a meat eater?
A meat eater?
That's a corrupt cop.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
This is brand new stuff. You don't see this on any of the shows.
The guy has written a book called The Mafia Made Easy, and we'll get to him right after this pause.
This is the Don and...
Are you in the Mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a .45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There is no mafia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
You're making me sick.
You're making me sick.
Right, you know.
You know. I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Hey, Chewy.
Hello, Chewy.
We love all things mafia. The guy on the phone now, Pete DeVico, who's written a book called The Mafia Made Easy.
Does that mean he can join it?
He knows about it. It's like fun facts about the mafia.
So you can talk to your friends and pretend you're an expert.
Hello, Pete?
Hello.
Okay, the phone's a... Why's the phone got that weird...
I don't know.
Luke, we are your father.
Hello, kind of like in a tin can.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Peter DeVico?
Is it us? I'm fine.
Is it our phone or Pete's phone?
I'm not sure.
Can we call Pete? Can we call you right back?
Sure you can.
Yeah, we're going to call you right back just to fix this phone thing.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why do I want to put him on hold?
Because we don't have his number.
There it is right there. Oh, it was just on the screen.
And now it's gone.
Let me make sure the other lines sound okay, because the phones were fine when we were doing the Make Us Laugh thing.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Goddesses.
That sounds fine.
Hey, yeah, we don't have that Luke John, your father thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got the joke.
Oh, everybody does, sir, but you have to wait till next time.
Next time, just keep it in your pocket.
Can I just say it?
No, you cannot.
No, you might change your mind.
No, you cannot. Discipline yourself.
No,
discipline.
We were just making sure the phones work.
It's not enough.
Accept the answer that is no and save it for next time, please.
Bye-bye.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Tough love. We'll live without the laughter.
Tough love.
And now they're all everybody's scrambling in the back room.
So did we lose the guy's number?
I guess so. I guess the rule here is we get him on the phone, then we throw the phone number away.
After that, we're done.
I hope that doesn't happen if Bruce Willis makes it on the show next week.
We got to get all the contact numbers for him, if he'll give them to us.
Well, this guy that was on the phone a moment ago, we're trying to get him back. I'll just read from his book.
All right. Well, you were giving the terms like deli, and which is a delegate to the union that I didn't know, and meat eater.
Yeah,
which is a cop that's a bad cop on the take.
Yeah, an entire the library of the words that could fill a library book. Mafia stuff, like, you know what a stand-up guy is, Mike.
I don't know what the dictionary definition of it is. I would think that it's somebody that doesn't rat out the rest of the guys.
That's a wise guy who stands up for his honor and doesn't talk and keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah, doesn't rat.
What is trunk music?
Trunk music?
Trunk music.
I would assume that's something to do with murder.
It's the sound of flesh rotting on a victim that's been clipped and placed in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle.
The sound of flesh rotting?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Mm. What about, you know what the VIG is?
The VIG is the money that's added to a loan shark.
Right, that's the juice, that's the interest.
Right.
What about turban?
Turban, something to do with a hat, something to do with a head. I have no idea.
To smack somebody and split their skull open.
How is it used? Do they use them in sentences?
No, it just says turban.
Turban. I turbaned that guy.
Let me see. Ice.
Ice is, boy. Well, it could be two things. It could be, like, to put a guy on ice.
Mm-hmm. It just says ice. It's one of two. Come on, guess.
Kill a guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Ice. Ice him.
Yeah. How about Little Joe?
Little Joe? Bonanza character.
Little Joe is four bullets placed at the back of a victim's head in a square pattern.
Hmm. Little Joe.
I wonder where that came from.
I didn't know that.
I told you a meat eater is a corrupt cop.
Right.
What about a mustache Pete?
A mustache Pete?
Mustache Pete.
I think that's somebody that's not in the mafia. That's somebody that's a...
That's an old school mafia that's like first generation mafia.
Oh, a mustache Pete. Like doing the whole Sicilian thing.
Right. Let me see. A double-decker.
That's when you go to somebody's house and you take off the back of their toilet. Hey.
That's an upper-decker, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. A double-decker?
That's a coffin with a hidden lower section. A victim who's been slated to disappear is placed in the lower section of the coffin by the friendly undertaker.
Oh.
The legitimate dead person is put in the upper section.
Oh, that is nasty.
So then the Vic is buried with the deceased.
The Vic, not to be confused with the Vig.
Yeah, right.
Which is the juice, the interest.
The Vic is the victim.
Right.
The Vic is the juice you pay on a loan.
What was the flesh rotting thing again?
That was...
I'm sorry to make you go back, but I was curious about it.
Trunk music.
Trunk music.
Right.
What if you get trunk music coming out of the double-decker?
The sound of flesh rotting. I would like to ask the guy about this.
Yeah. But the sound of flesh rotting.
Is there any chance that we've got a phone number for him, guys?
Yeah, I got one right here.
What is it? We're going to call him back.
I'm glad there's no urgency to this at all.
We're going to call the guy back. Mr. Peter J. DeVico.
A lot of good questions.
Author of The Mafia Made Easy.
We got him.
All right, he's on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that, Peter.
Thank you very much. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Oh, that's a much better phone.
Much better. Well, can we ask that flesh rotting question right out of the chute?
We were looking at your book theater while we were trying to get you back on the phone, and I was going back to your all the mafia terms, and one of them was trunk music. And it says that's the sound of flesh rotting on a victim that's been clipped and put in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle.
So you can actually hear something like that, Peter?
You can. If it starts to expand inside the trunk, you can actually hear it.
Oh, that's nasty.
It is.
Here's another one for
it doesn't
you.
Doesn't smell too good either.
I bet.
Here's another one for you, Mike. What do you think a a ham and cheese sandwich is?
A ham and cheese sandwich. I bet it's something where you you hurt a guy.
Nope, that's payola that you give to a union guy.
Oh, a ham and cheese sandwich.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, and a turban is when you split somebody's skull, Peter?
That's correct.
Oh, my God. Where do you get all these terms?
Well, I've heard them most of my life, and a few I've researched.
And now, you've never been in the family, right?
Absolutely not.
But you've been around it, and have you gotten close to these guys?
Very close in some cases.
Close enough to be dangerous?
No, not in that respect. Close enough to interact with them, sit down, have a drink, have some dinner, know some of their blood family relations, but not so close that I got involved in what they did for a living.
Peter, let me ask you a question. We were up in New York a few years back. And we were having dinner, a bunch of us, from the show. We were in Little Italy.
Oh, we saw all those guys.
And we see this guy. He was a stocky guy, kind of had white hair. And it really did appear to us in Little Italy that people were kind of coming by and paying tribute to this guy. And we were just going back and forth and speculating.
And
as
weren't
to,
there even some cops who came by?
It looked like there were some cops
that
actually
came by. And like they were paying homage?
With the odds, I mean, are there still these guys that hang out in Little Italy in New York that hang around the street and stuff like that?
Well, there are still a few of them. There are still a few that own some of the restaurants in those areas. And there's still some people who are old school in their, you know, their attitude towards what the mob used to be. And so they pay tribute to these people. I have to tell you, there was, used to be a place many years ago down in the financial district, just around where the old World Trade Center used to be, a place called Bankers and Brokers. And that was a restaurant that allegedly Frank LoCascio, Frankie Locke, which was one of John Gotti's underbosses, had some points in. In other words, he owned a few pieces of that restaurant. And if you went into place off hours, you'd see some of these characters come around. Everybody would snap to attention. So, you know, it's still around.
How about this one for you, Mike? Again, I'm going from the back of your book where you have all of the words. Mike, do you know what a yard is?
No, I don't. What is it?
That's $100.
A yard?
That's $100. And large is $1,000.
$1,000. I knew that one. I knew that one.
How about this one for you, Mike? What about on the arm?
On the arm is that basically a guy that owes you money?
Nope, that's when you get free food and drinks at a restaurant because you're a wise guy.
Do most wise guys get on the arm there, Peter?
A lot of them do. They walk into a place and they just sit down, they order some drinks, order some food, and they say, "We'll see you later." Do you remember the film with Joe Pesci, Goodfellas?
Of course. Yes.
When they go into that restaurant, that Hawaiian type place,
right. Yeah.
And what they're basically doing is saying, look, you know, we're here, we're going to do what we want to do. We bring a lot of people in here, and we're going to take it on the arm. And if you don't like it, that's tough. And what this one restaurant owner did, he made a mistake by going up to Joe Pesci and saying, look, you owe me $3,000. That's the wrong time to do that.
Not when he's around his buddies.
Not exactly right. You don't you get him on the side and say, look, you know, I'm kind of in a bind. You got to help me out here. And if the guy doesn't want to pay, you are in trouble because there's no way you're going to be able to throw him out.
Are you at all worried, Pete, that you write this book like everybody learn about the mafia, learn the lingo, learn where they hang out? Are you ever worried that some guy's going to show up and turban you?
No, I'll tell you why. Everything that I've written about, including my observations, are actually part of the public domain. In other words, somewhere, somehow, someplace, there is documentation on these events actually occurring. So it may not have been widespread knowledge, but it's there. For example, I have a chapter on how these fellas make money, okay? Now, no one's really sat down and said, well, you know, these guys do this and they do that. But, you know, when law enforcement gets involved and they look at, you know, how these guys do things, they document how things are done.
Right.
And that's what basically what I put in place. Also, my own observations of how these fellas make money.
Well, the question I would have for you, as far as we see The Sopranos, we see movies like Goodfellas, which is more historical, it goes back a little further. What is the current state of the mafia? I mean, are they as active as they were? Are they more active? Where does it stand right now based on your observations of stuff in the public domain so you don't get shot?
Well, they're no longer what they used to be. They're not the same entity. In fact, the mafia, like society today, has evolved into a different entity, if you will. The old school guys are pretty much gone. The traditional ways of doing business in the mafia is not the same. With the advent of RICO and a lot of prosecutions that have happened over the last 20 years or so, the mafia is not the same strong body that it was many years ago.
Did that die with John Gotti?
I'm sorry?
Did that die with John Gotti?
Actually, it started with the commission trial when Joe Bonanno wrote the book, Men of Honor. Rudy Giuliani took the book and actually used it to prosecute all the members of the commission. That was in 1986.
You know, a lot of people don't remember that Giuliani was the guy. I mean, he made his name prosecuting
the
mob,
right,
because
yeah.
He was an Italian-American.
Very famous for that.
That's correct. And another milestone after that was the prosecution of John Gotti. And the one that probably put the nail in the coffin, if you will, was the prosecution of Vinny the Chin Gigante. Okay. However, okay, I believe that as long as you have greedy people, and as long as there are people out there that exploit that greed, and you have greedy politicians and police officials and politicians and what have you, the mob will always flourish some way.
Well, we want to hear that. We're big fans of the mob.
We're applauding the mob. Chin the guy that walked around in his bathrobe and tried to play pretend he was crazy?
That's Vinny the Chin.
Yeah, Vinny the Chin.
And I believe today they're still operating, but they've evolved in this respect. I think they're more involved in cybercrime, if you want to call it internet gambling. They're under the radar now. They don't have any personal interaction with their victims, if you will.
Well, that's truly sad. Everyone should learn about all the great things the mafia used to be in the book The Mafia Made Easy. Pete DeVico, thanks for being on the show, Pete.
That's my pleasure.
It was very nice having you.
Good
on.
Luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye.
Bye. See you later. I wanted to get to this thing with the nicknames.
Kind of sad, isn't it? Kind of sad when he says that it's not what it used to be. But it obviously is not what it used to be. I mean, you'd hear a lot more, especially in this day and age with the Internet. You'd find out a lot about what these guys were doing.
Are you ready for some of the nicknames?
I'm ready.
He's got an entire chapter of real nicknames.
Real mafia nicknames.
Pete the Killer. Frankie Dasher. Abundo. I'm not going to read their real names. I'll just give you their nicknames.
Okay.
Frankie Shots.
Frankie Shots.
Big Sam. Joe Batters. Joey Doves. Jimmy the Monk. Jimmy Blue Eyes. Louis Two Gun. Tommy Scar. Blackjack. Joey Brains. The Mad Hatter. Tough Tony. Tony the Gawk. Joey Piney. Louis Fats. Louis Haha, the Eagle, Johnny Sausages, Joe the Animal.
Does Joey Piney have an O-N-E on his last name?
It's Joseph Armoni.
Thank you.
A-R-M-O-N-E.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara, mob historian.
Joe Piney Armoni. Armoni, I think.
Joe the Barber, Joe the Animal, Jimmy the Duke, Charlie Batts, Frankie Hartz. Little Nicky.
That's Little Nicky Scarafino, who was head of the Philadelphia Mafia.
Mike, that's Nicholas Bianco.
Oh, there was a Little Nicky Scarafino,
right,
too.
Right. Richie the Boot. Joe Bananas.
Yeah, it's Joe Bonanno.
Jimmy the Gent. Tommy Twitch. Frankie Breeze. Cheesebox.
Is the Greek in there?
My coming to the art, there's like a million.
I didn't know what you were looking at.
I mean, look at this book.
Oh, my God.
There are 25 pages.
He's got all the names.
Wow. Joe Pitts, Louis Eggs.
Hey, forget about it. He knows where the bodies are buried.
Trigger Mike, Charlie Bananas, Tony Ducks. Here's another little Nicky. Chicky Spar.
Hey, look at that one down on page three. Robbie the Theater Major.
Tony Dope. Dom the Sailor. Petey Red. Johnny No-Nos. The Banjo Man.
The Chocolate Banjo Man.
Ronnie the Pig. Charlie the Wop. Tony Bananas. Davy Crockett. Christy Ticks. Louis Beans. Nikki the Blonde. Nikki Scars. Joey Diamond. Frankie the Beast.
My God.
Benny Squint. Joey the Clown.
Joey the Clown.
Joey the Barber. Jimmy Needles. Joey Black. Joey Socks. Jimmy the Lapper. Joey Nero. Big John. Sam the Barber. Crazy Phil.
Sam the Barber. Is Sam the Milkman in there?
Little Vic. Johnny the Ape.
Boy, I'd like to meet him.
Joey Beans. Little Beans.
Don't want to meet them.
Littler Beans. There are three of them.
They were related. The Beans.
Big Tony.
The Beans family.
Big Tony, Little Tony.
Big Tony Salerno.
Big Sal, Little Sal. Charlie Lemons. Leo Lips. Jimmy the Man. Sammy the Sausage.
Sammy the Sausage. Well, is Peter North on the list?
Peter is on North.
Mike, then you
Peter the North.
Fat Tony, Fat
Frank. No, that's Fat Tony Salerno.
Fat Tony, Fat Frank. Fat Al, Fat Tom, Fat Bobby.
That's a lot of fat guys.
Fat Nick, Fat Tony, Fat Tony, Fat Tony. Fat Frankie, Fat Dago Louie, Fat Tommy Karate.
Wow.
Fat Tommy Karate. That might be the best mafia name ever.
Fat Tommy Karate.
And then all the way, I see, he's done them by the guy's last names. So ending up in the Z's, you have Georgie Neck, Tony Z, and Little Tony Zizzo.
And Little Phil Leotardo.
He ain't in there. Chicken Man, Black Sam,
Bobby Bacala,
Big Nose Nick, Charlie the Blade, Shorty, the other Shorty.
Little Shorty.
Yeah.
Fat Shorty. He
just says the other Shorty.
Fat Shorty.
Short Fatty.
Fat Shorty the Greek.
Baldy Mike, Baggy Pants Sal, Dago Johnny, Dago Louie. Dago Artie. Dago Buck.
Wow.
Dago Tony. Cockeyed Nick. Paul the Waiter. Billy Bones.
Billy Bones.
Slippery Frank. Jackie Yonkers.
Yeah, from Yonkers.
Jackie Yonkers.
Hey, yo, forget about it. Jackie Yonkers.
And with all the fat guys, you've also got Skinny Joey, Skinny Yogi, Skinny Sal, Skinny Chucky.
I don't mean Skinny Yogi.
Skinny Timmy, Skinny Mike, Skinny Tony, Skilly Nicky.
My God, Skinny Nicky, I'm sorry.
We got to come up with mafia names for everybody on the show.
And the other one that there's a lot of are the Gimp.
Mm-hmm.
There's Louis the Gimp, Vito the Gimp.
Yeah, all you have to do is have like a knee injury. And
Charlie
the
Gimp, Jimmy the Gimp, Frankie the Gimp, and Joey the Gimp.
And they all live in a box with a leather helmet on.
Goddamn, that's too great. That's too great.
That's well, it, all the mafia names.
Well, there you go. Do you want it?
I do.
There you go.
Of course I do.
With our best wishes, Mike, that is your gift for being so fantastic on the show today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Don. Right back at you. It's another perfect show.
And as I said to you in a message I left you on your machine earlier today,
yes,
you're a great pretender.
I know I am. I've done it for my entire career.
No, I said to Mike, it was
really, a great mimic.
No,
a great imitator.
But that's what I said. You're a great pretender. I look forward to you pretending to be Fred Thompson on the show today.
A great pretender.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Mikey pretends. That's what I want to be. Like, don't that. You agree with that, Fat Rob?
Mikey pretend.
The most talented voice pretender in town.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right, I got him. I got him because I'm good at this type of thing. Okay. Mikey pretends.
Yes.
That's mine.
Okay.
Fat Rob.
Easy.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Donnie Stogies.
I'll take it.
Donnie Stogies.
Uh-huh.
Buzzy Too Tight. Skinny John.
Uh-huh.
Slow Joe. You got to keep that one.
Slow Joe.
Right. And Matt the Pole.
Done.
It's easy. Apparently. It's just too easy. Forget about it.
Who are we again?
My name is Mikey Pretends. Your name is Donnie Stogies. Got Fat Robbie.
Thank God.
Buzzy Too Tight.
Buzzy Too Tight.
Skinny John. Matt the Pole and Slow Joe.
John's the only one we got to redo.
You know what? And I'd like to redo Joe because we've already had Slow Joe.
Yeah.
If anybody has any suggestions for Joe. Joe Ardinger.
Joey the Farm.
Joey the Farm?
Pharmacy.
Like pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, or Joey Farm.
Joey Pills.
Joey Chicken.
How about Joey Pills?
Joey Pills.
Joey Pills.
Like. Joey Pills.
And
Joey
Pills. Joey.
Sounds real.
Right.
Yeah. Joey or Joey the Pill.
All right. And then we need John. You want to redo John?
Yeah. Just get one. Yeah. Good idea. Get that book and just get one out of there. We can have for John.
Skinny John, something else.
Black Bill. I just went right to it. It said Black Bill. But his name's not. Black
John?
Black John.
Your name is now Black John.
Black John.
Black John. That's your mafia name. Okay, well, thank you to Phil, what's his name?
That was Peter J. DeVico.
That's him. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a puzzle.
But what is the answer to the puzzle?
You know...
Simply Cow Teeth, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Ah, what glorious goo.
What about the vagina?
Tapes say so much. Sometimes the tapes say what we can't say.
That is true.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
Okay, I won't play that tape. Instead, we'll move along with the show.
Well, what tape were you going to play?
You wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it.
Because the tapes say so much.
Okay.
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
I knew you would like that.
Oh, my.
So I edited myself.
What a horrible thing to do.
I edited myself.
What a horrible thing tapes say.
Stop myself.
What's wrong with people?
When you really care.
What is wrong with people?
Send the tape.
Oh, no, you did.
Yes, we did.
Why do you favor rape?
Wow. Wow, there, boy.
That's not good, there, boy.
There, boy.
Shut up, boy.
Yeah, there.
All right, here's your good audio for the day. Bear with us because the quality is not 1,000%, but it's worth listening.
Okay.
It's good old Paula Abdul.
This is strange audio. Do you think it's the quality of the audio, or is it just because she is so out of control?
She's effed up, Mike. The New York Post got a hold of a conference call with Paula Abdul and her agents.
Right.
She breaks down. She cries. She talks about... how her old agent treated her like crap.
Publicist, right?
Yeah, right. Publicist, right. I heard the tape before the show. She cries about how she screwed up a Jimmy Kimmel show appearance.
What I read about this is that I guess she had an assistant that called the publicist and said, Paula doesn't want you to come to the Jimmy Kimmel show. And then right before the Jimmy Kimmel show, the same assistant called the publicist and said, why aren't you here?
Wow.
So it's that kind of skitzed out world that she's a part of, and he didn't show up, and he's claiming that she's full of it.
So we got the tape of her having the conference call with her representatives. She also says on the tape that she has Addison's disease.
Hmm.
I did a Google on that.
Yeah.
Addison's disease is a hormonal disorder whose symptoms can include chronic diarrhea.
Oh, I had no idea. What a trooper she is for doing the show.
Vomiting, nausea, irritability, fatigue, and depression. You know what that sounds like? My life. I mean, this is not something you need a pill for.
Well, that diarrhea was a little pitchy to me.
But here she is. All right. It's just all right for me, dog.
It's all right for me.
Here she is, Paula Abdul, and somehow swiped by TMZ or somebody this tape of her talking to her representatives.
Rob Shooter, who works for OK Magazine, and Ryan Smith, who I speak to every Wednesday night to answer questions.
You really have to see the transcript. What she's talking about is that this magazine,
OK Magazine, wanted to do a photo shoot.
Except her manager told her she's too old
to be on the cover.
On the cover of the magazine.
Right. Ouch.
It's for the magazine, and because of your brilliant job and how beautiful you are, and all the projects you're working on, we wanted to do a cover on you. And I told Hayden this didn't come from, you know, once again when I'm being told by Howard Bragman that I'm too old and that no one will ever want to do a cover.
Howard Bragman.
I told Hayden that isn't it funny that this is happening.
I mean, the audio is not the greatest, but...
He told them I would be, that I was too old.
Clearly upset.
Here's the part where she mentions this disease that gives her bad diarrhea.
I've been going through a tremendous amount of stuff. I'm in a difficult time, and I have to keep it quiet and a secret with my health. And I have really, really severe problems with my neck. And now I've developed this thing called Addison's disease, which President Kennedy put a name to the face.
She is effed up, isn't she?
She truly is. There's a lot going on with Paula Abdul.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff, and it's just we don't have time to listen to it.
I just don't understand. He said I'm too old for the cover.
Poor Paula.
I would much rather hear the tape of the nerd kid that won the spelling bee. Seriously, the celebrity this kid most resembles is Milhouse from The Simpsons. And he really, really does sound like this.
And he hits it out of the park.
Yes, he does.
He wins the whole enchilada.
He wins the spelling bee.
40 grand.
Don't you think kids that win the spelling bees, they're supposed to sound like this?
I think so.
Good for them.
Seraphine or Seraphine?
Seraphine, Seraphine. May I have the definition, please?
May I have a wedgie, please? Excuse me, I've misplaced my retainer.
Is he going to spell it?
He has boobies. Boobies!
A seraphine is a small forceps for clamping a blood vessel.
Seraphine. S-E-R-R-E-F-I-N-E. Seraphine.
You are correct.
You're correct.
Wow.
You're correct.
I've done it.
You've won it.
Chief One Hair has done it.
Too, with those medical terms, the medical terminology.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
Listen to what a nerd this kid is. Here he is on the Today Show. This kid who's just asking. He's a walking wedgie. Uh-huh. Listen to him with Meredith Vieira.
Like a backwards brain fart.
Hi there.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, dude.
Evan O'Dorney, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to beat out 10 million kids and get every word spelled correctly?
It just feels like a big conclusion to all the hard studying we've done the past 2 years.
Mike, I disagree.
How old is the kid?
18.
Oh, wow.
He's 30.
I disagree. He is giving spellers a bad name.
Have you seen some of the winners?
You give spellers bad name.
Are you making the spellers into Blake Lewis now?
He's 13.
He's 13. 13. My God, I guarantee he has never even thought of a girl's private area.
Nobody knows how to spell it.
He can spell all parts of it.
Cervix.
All the parts of it.
Your cervix.
No problem at all.
When you heard the word seraphim, your face said to me, I know how to spell this. You look like you knew the word right away.
Yeah, I did. I had studied it.
That must have been nice to have a word that you didn't have to think about.
That was what most of the words were like. I've studied so many, and that's what spelling bee is.
What the, hey, well, is then, it a little sleep deprivation, too, maybe? What's going on with the kid? I mean, he sounds nerdy, but he also sounds like he's ready to nod off.
That's true, he does.
This is your third consecutive national spelling bee, and last year you came in 14th place.
Oh, I got you something. So what's a good booger taste like?
So did you change your approach to studying this time around?
It's funny you should ask that. Yeah. I've got several right here in my pocket for you.
Son, have you explored your body yet?
Really? We still study it out of the dictionary. It's just we had so much more time to go through the words and actually memorize them rather than just cram them in my head so that some of them will fall out.
And I read somewhere that you were also, while you were learning to spell these words, you were also juggling four balls at the same time?
Yeah, sometimes four, sometimes three.
Sometimes
why?
Two.
Just to give my hands something to do.
Oh, dear.
Crazy.
That's, you're right. Get out of the study room.
Son, there is something your hands can do.
I'm doing so well. Hey, if that once he discovers that, he's not going to be in the B anymore because he won't spend any time studying.
Yeah, he likes the B. How do you spell lock the bathroom?
Once he discovers that, he'll be like, hey, Meredith, how you doing, baby?
That's right. Spelled cat. I don't know.
I don't know, Meredith.
You are hot as balls of Vieira.
Cross
your legs. Math, and if my hands don't have anything to do, I may find mass in some everyday objects that I start looking at. And
like your breasts, Meredith.
I see, too.
And so, if I juggle, that keeps my hands and eyes away from...
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like a childhood Liberace. Yeah.
He's talking about juggling.
Uh-huh. What I like to do is take the little balls and juggle three or four at one particular time.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Howdy, what's up?
I swear to God, that Kid Evans sounds like Tanya Roberts. Las Vegas is calling.
Las Vegas is calling.
Yeah, not to be confused with Kirstie Alley.
Chocolate cake!
It's a little sleep.
And concentrating on the word. Well, as the big winner, you have a bunch of prizes, a $5,000 college scholarship and a $35,000 in cash. And I know that you told your mom last night, Mom, we're going to be rich. So what do you want to do with the money?
It'll probably go in my parents' account.
In your parents' account?
Yeah, I don't have anything that I'm saving up for.
Sure. Oh, the poor kid. The kid's got to get out more.
How about getting laid?
He's got to
get out. How about a Playboy, son? How about it, son?
And that $5,000, you've got a kid in college. That'll go a long way to taking care of that one.
I don't know if I'll have the time when I'm juggling.
I'm actually a little bit surprised with all the hard work that you put into these spelling bees. But no. You don't really like spelling bees much, do you?
No.
It's
okay.
Well, for somebody who doesn't like it, I mean, you must have a different feeling now that you won it.
Not really. It's still much less liked than math or music.
So math and music are your first passions.
Are we dealing with the savant here a little bit? Is this a little savant action? Because
I don't know, Mike.
Or is he completely exhausted? It's hard to tell. He's a kid.
He's a kid, and they're talking to him like he's a real newsmaker of the day. He just can spell good.
Uh-huh. He can spell good because that's all he does.
Ass.
Now, I understand that you have a couple words you want to stump me with.
Yeah.
So.
Boner. Spell that one, Meredith.
I don't know why I'm doing this. The producers are making me, but go ahead. Give me the first word.
Dicer.
Dice-a? As in, I roll two dice-a?
Take your top off.
Dice-a?
I bet he'd rather see Mr. Roker naked.
Oh, God.
Al, can I see your weather board?
Wouldn't we all?
You put it in a sentence.
Oh, I don't have a sentence, but it means a Maltese boat.
Oh, of course, Maltese boat.
Of course, you little... Queer.
Would you like to see my Maltese boat?
Odd Gilbert Grape, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Last time I juggled four balls was in a rest area.
A rest area. Yeah, a little something about Mary. Uh-huh.
Born sweaty black, first baked in a pie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This guy sounds like Super Dave.
That is an insult to Super Dave.
I bet Super Dave
for.
Could spell. I bet he
Dice,
can.
D-I-C. No?
Dice is spelled D-V-H-A-I-S-A.
You can almost hear the saliva when he's laughing.
I know. Well, he's very excited, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Talking to Meredith right now. Fully excited.
Just made. Hello? You got
all
it wrong.
Right, guy, give me the next word.
Shoe plattler. Shoe plattler.
Give me the definition.
An alpine dance. They said that before it began, the women waltzed and the men ran around them or something.
Okay.
Wake up, kid.
Shouldn't he really be at Charles Nelson Reilly's funeral? Where's the speller?
Oh, wait, was this in the competition last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, darn. I'm maybe going to look more pathetic.
Come on, Meredith.
Joe E. Plattner? Okay, whatever.
It's not spelled S-H-O-E.
You know, I'm over you, Evan. No, I'm only
kidding.
Did she
say I'm over you?
I got a word for you. Can you spell winner?
W-I-N-N-E-R.
Can we have the bell, please?
Can you
sound
play...
effects? Can I have the bell? Cause that's...
Can you spell eunuch?
Can you spell Aiken?
Eunuch Aiken.
I'm over you. She was being very honest. But I'm over you.
Wrong, Evan. Winner is spelled, thank you. Winner is spelled E-V-A-N-O apostrophe D-O-R N-E-Y as in Evan O'Dorman.
So
thanks and congratulations, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
sweetheart.
And here's Matt.
Sweetheart.
As soon as she said sweetheart, he had an explosion.
Can you spell died a virgin?
Thanks so much. It's a Maltese boat.
Shoe plattler.
Here's my Maltese boat.
My outfit, my jungler's outfit is ruined.
Well, you know, I don't think your odds are going to get much better for future spelling bees.
And
I always think of that one kid that passes out. You ever see that kid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's one more where he's with one-eyed Stuart Scott. And because for whatever reason, ESPN televises things.
It's a sport.
They had Mike and Mike doing the play-by-play.
They have the time to fill. They've got to do that.
And one-eyed Stuart Scott was there. So he's doing his best, yo, cooler than the other side of the pillow thing with this nerd kid.
Was the Schwab there?
Chris Berman, Mike.
Oh. Of course.
Can you spell suppository?
Bang, 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 bang.
All right, here he is with Stu Scott.
Would you like to maybe reassess your likability of the National Spelling Bee? How do you feel about it now?
Are you saying I'm supposed to like it more?
I'm leaving that up to you. Do you like it more? A little bit?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
That's high comedy in the world of spellers.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, it's your Big Dyke.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
And with my husky voice with a cold, don't I sound like a big rough dyke right now?
Wow,
you're sexy. I'm sexy, man. Anyway.
Nothing like you filled with mucus.
Yeah, we're sorry about Charles Nelson Reilly's show.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was very sad when he died. I was crying for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, right. I knew he was gay when I was five. Anyway, when I saw this kid on the TV last night, I said, he's a member of the FFA, the Future Fags of America. Swear to God. I looked at him and I said, oh, small, young, gay man.
I am leading
the way for you, young queer. Anyway, it's Gay Pride next weekend. You want me to cover it for you?
Would you please? Yeah. Bring your beautiful ass down here and get the tape recorder. Absolutely.
My skinny, beautiful ass down there. You know, I'm skinnier than the last time you saw me.
Nobody does the Gay Pride Parade better than you, Cheryl.
Absolutely. I know. Ask them if they're tops and bottoms and what's the big issue and if they knew they were gay when they were little and who they had their first crush on. Do they always have that package so big? On and on.
Cheryl,
whatever you guys want me to ask, or I'll just ad-lib it like I usually do.
Yeah, you can ad-lib it. Yeah, you can do that, baby.
Just come down and get the tape recorder.
Okay, love you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Cheryl. Bye, sweetie.
Cheryl, the mucusy dyke.
The slightly smaller mucusy dyke.
Yeah.
She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Tremendous.
And don't let her overt lesbianism fool you.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that she could play for the other team at any moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had evidence of that over the years.
She has, yeah.
Except when she puts on that leather harness.
One man's vest, another man's harness.
Well, a vest would be...
Why do you always call it a harness?
Because it is a harness.
Yeah,
it's not a vest.
No.
It's a harness, Don.
It's a vest that's on over the harness, though.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking of the harness, which
is... You mean that leather thing that has the holes where her Cheryl the Big Dyke boobs poke out?
Looks like a horse halter. Right. You know? It goes underneath. It's like a belt that goes under each boob.
Uh-huh. And over.
That's a harness.
Okay.
That is not a vest. But she does have the vest also.
I stand corrected.
She wears the vest,
over the harness.
During the bee.
When we were at the gay spelling bee.
The Cheryl bee.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I told that kid that, thank you, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Dr. Laura's son. Oh, we got a break for the guy from Talk Soup or whatever they call that on E!
Oh.
I love this guy. Have you seen the new Greg Kinnear?
Yeah, I've seen him occasionally, yes.
The Soup.
He's pretty funny. Yeah, The Soup is what they call it.
All right.
I wonder if he will have this. Oh, they're taking it down now. Dr. Laura's kid is seriously nuts.
And he's in the military, isn't he?
Yeah. He had a thing on MySpace. You know, on the Internet, nothing ever really goes away, so you can find it even though it's been deleted.
Right.
On his MySpace page. Now, the guy's name is Derek Schlesinger.
Right.
Like his mommy, Laura Schlesinger. And on his MySpace page, as of last night, there was a picture of him with a gun in his mouth.
Very scary, giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, and an Afghani flag. Also, he drew some cartoons about rape and child molestation.
Very nasty topics on his MySpace page. And unfortunately, a little reminiscent of the recent shooter down at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, so they got a wind of this, and she's not on the radio now, and she's taking some time off, and this thing has been taken off MySpace. So, you know, all of you Internet people, go find it and check it out. Last thing is the fact that Rosie O'Donnell, you know, it does not stop.
Never.
The back and forth. She announced today that her next career move is going to be writing a tell-all book about her year on The View.
Oh, ooh. My God.
How great.
She's angry.
How great is that?
She's angry, and it is great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the Elizabeth chapter.
And we do want to... Ebeth.
Right, that's
we
what
We want to thank whoever... John, who's that guy that we know at TMZ who keeps sending us the good stuff? That guy that we have...
Harvey Levin.
Harvey sent us some news today that Lindsay Lohan's 21st birthday party at Pure in Las Vegas is still on.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So get out of rehab and go right up to Vegas.
Even though the party is still in Vegas, doesn't mean she has to get drunk.
Right.
She will be done with rehab.
That's what I always say.
She'll be done with rehab in 30 days, and her party in Vegas is on July 2nd.
I think I'm looking forward to it. You know, maybe Joe could fly out for another weekend.
Thank you, Harvey at TMZ. Oh, and Mike, that's another segment we did not get to today.
We did not get to discuss Joe's weekend in Las Vegas.
And it's too bad.
Filled with adventures.
He's prime Joe today. Before the show, he told me he's hepped up on Red Bull and Sudafed.
He's completely recovered from Las Vegas, and it's Friday.
Well, we don't have time. That's why Joe hosts the special Saturday get-together,
right.
The Dynamike Weekend get-together, heard on many of these fine Dynamike Network stations.
You'll enjoy him. Enjoy him.
It's on WJFK2, our high-def.
It's all Joe all the time.
Legendary Joe. All right, we'll be back with the guy from The Soup in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get some, man!
Now calm yourself. We're census takers, madam. How old are you?
What address is this?
102.
You don't look a day over 80.
Young man, I'm 29.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look like a million.
Ah, she can't be that old.
Uh-huh.
43.
50.
43.
50.
43.
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
Are you Iona?
Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
You are clearly unstable.
Thank you. You know.
You know.
You know.
If it's human ways, save some for me.
Gotcha. Well, let me see before we get into this thing with Joel McHale. I guess I started liking Talk Soup way back when the exclamation point came on TV and it was Greg Kinnear just sitting in front of one of those blue screen.
Right.
And he would interject himself into all these dumb talk shows.
With the advent of, all the talk shows, and there was a lot of material, and it would kind of be a good way to review what they did that day.
So Greg Kinnear used Talk Soup on E! Exclamation Point as a jumping point for his career.
Right.
They had a couple of other tools that did the show over the last couple of years. Didn't really care for them. They weren't my cup of tea. But the new guy, I think, is good. They call the show now The Soup. The Soup, baby! Here's Joel McHale from The Soup. Hi, Joel.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you good on that show? Seriously.
Oh,
God bless you.
Seriously, you are. How long have you been doing the soup?
It's been 19 years now.
No, come on. How long have you been the guy?
We are just about at 3 years.
And
are you going to stay for another three?
I just signed a new contract. So,
good for you.
And the contract's in blood, so
good.
It should be a while. It's not as lucrative as Seacrest contract, as you can imagine.
What is?
There really isn't much else. My guess is there's a couple of Halliburton contracts that are a little bit better.
What's good about you is that you are David Spade without all of the baggage that David Spade brings to being David Spade when David Spade is being David Spade.
He's got a lot of baggage, is that what you're saying?
Well, David Spade, goofs on celebrities, but you end up getting into all of the other stuff. I like the way you're more of a hit-and-run guy, Joel.
Right.
You come in, you go, hey, look, this guy's a real douche. Let's look at the clip. Boy, he's an idiot.
But what? It's different now, isn't it, Joel? Like, when you go out and about, I mean, it's okay. I mean, with all the websites that you see now and the whole culture of celebrities being, taken. People take shots at celebrities all the time. It's just part of the deal. So I would imagine. I mean, do you get much backlash? Do you get any attitude from people in Hollywood?
Well, there's only not so. I mean, I don't hang out with Hollywood people because I'm on cable. So that's one thing. So it's not like I'm not like David Spade, where I actually have Hollywood friends. I live I live outside of town. But there's only really Tyra has gotten upset.
Tyra got mad?
She's the only one that at least Tyra. Her company has tried to stop. I'm not really sure what she feels personally, but we have called her, the narcissist having the panty party. So she doesn't like that necessarily. But the things we run into sometimes is Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, because they're employees of E. And we've gotten in trouble because her publicist calls or our president's like, dude, we want them to keep working here, please.
Oh, now, not only with them, but I would think, Joel, just with celebrities in general, they come to E to get handies, they come to E to get puff pieces, and then in the middle of all of that, you've got your show where you just goof on people, and it's become more than just clips of people on talk shows. It's become now just pretty much
celebrities,
stream of consciousness, pop culture,
reality.
Lindsay Lohan every single day.
That's because she does.
I know, because she's in the news. Joel, I'm a fan. I'm not complaining.
I mean, the thing, we try to go, all right, who deserves it? We never go, that Daniel Day-Lewis, what is wrong with him? you have to act out. You have to shave your head or pass out in your car with your 30-day Alcoholics Anonymous chip hanging in the window.
I would imagine with the 21st birthday party coming up for Lindsay Lohan that, there will be people everywhere.
It will be like the queen has shown up. The queen of booze. Now, and the best part is the way, I guess they've pulled out, but she had a vodka company sponsor her birthday party, and she was going to make a couple $100,000 off of it. Could you imagine as a 21-year-old that happening?
And didn't they lie about it, too? Didn't the club kind of lie about that thing where they said, they really weren't involved anyway, and then they pulled out of it? Of course they were involved in it.
Of course. If Lindsay Lohan shows up to your club, you're going to sell an extra 6,000 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because half of them will be bought for her, and then she'll consume the other half. So.
With the history of Talk Soup, which is what the show used to be known as, and all the guys that have done it, do you look at someone, I know I mentioned it before you got on the air, someone like Greg Kinnear, who was a wise ass on that show, and all of a sudden it was like someone saw, hey, you know what, this guy is pretty funny, and he turned it into a regular career. I mean, could you see yourself doing something besides being the wise ass on Soup, or will you be happy with that for three more years?
Well, I am going to be on an NBC show starting in, it looks like, January.
It's begun.
It's the stepping stone show.
Right, no, but I'm going to do both at once.
Oh, that's what you say now, Joel.
If that NBC show takes off, I don't even have to know what it is. That NBC takes off, you're all set.
I got to go. I got to polish my helicopter, you guys. So it'll come out. It's a mid-season replacement called The IT Crowd. It's a British show that's been brought
over. Oh, come on. Are you kidding? That's going to be... Joel, let's be honest.
I hope you're right.
Even if the show gets a 0.0 rating, it's from the same family tree as The Office.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those shows that the critics love, because I've not even seen it. I've read great things about it.
Oh, good.
Forget it. The show's going to be on for at least a couple of years. You will have E! Exclamation point in your rear view mirror.
But you're doing the right thing, because, I mean, it's like that seems to be what people like you do. You do double dip, and you do take whatever comes your way, and you got to realize that, you know, it is the moment, and if it doesn't last, you got to go for it while you can, right?
Yeah, well, I got to ask you, what happens when you're on the show, the IT, and it turns out you're the new Dwight? When it turns out, and I'm talking about Dwight from The Office,
right.
But
right,
when
right.
It turns out you're Dwight.
I didn't think you were talking about Dwight Gooden.
No. You know, we could play the Dwight game. That's a hard
Dwight
game.
Eisenhower.
Right.
Dwight Douglas, do you know who he is? The radio guy, Mike? Does that count?
Dwight, I'm going to say it counts. I don't know who he is.
Who is he? Dwight Douglas.
Dwight Douglas?
He's the program director at DC 101.
Oh, that's a stretch.
He's a program director.
Yeah.
That means
count.
He was on To Catch a Predator as well, right?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline
NBC. I don't even know is furious right now.
You know what? Joel would be good at a name game. Joel, here's how we play the name game.
Would you like
all
to
right.
play the
yeah,
name
I'd
game
love
with
to
us?
Play the name
all
game.
Right,
here
we go. Do this all the time. Mike and I do this. We just get a first name, and you go back and forth until you're out.
It's all about right. It's all about filling 4 hours.
Buzz, give us a first name.
Larry.
Larry King.
Larry Fine.
Larry Anderson? I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Larry Anderson, I believe, may have been a famous baseball player.
Oh, see?
Joel, don't mock our game.
No, Larry Bud Melman.
Ah, Larry Johnson.
Larry Burkhead.
Ooh, that was mine. Larry Sanders? Do we ever say that?
That counts. That's
yeah. We'll allow characters.
No, that's good. Oh, my God. Now I'm going to have a brain fart on this. Larry,
Ooh, is this...
Oh, we're playing the Larry game. Jesus Christ.
Larry Linville.
Larry of Arabia.
Larry of it. All right, you're king of the Larrys.
Oh, don't give it to...
You know, don't give up.
Don't give it to him. I'm out, and you jumped ahead. Good for
oh,
you.
Oh, boy.
Right. I got Larry Linville. He got Lawrence of Arabia. We need a Larry from you, Joel.
Can it be a short for Lawrence?
No, it cannot.
Because I could say Larry Fishburne as if I knew him.
No, it can't be like Larry Olivier either.
Right.
Larry Lujack.
Who?
You pulled out. So now, that's a famous
name. So I think I've lost already.
Give us another
Does that mean I win the Larry game? Am I king of the Larrys? Thank you very much.
Just give us one more, Buzz.
Maybe a little easier. David.
David Letterman.
David Spade.
David, David Larry? No, Larry David. Can we do that?
No.
can you put something in front of it?
First name.
David Hyde Pierce.
David Duchovny.
David Bud Melman.
See, I think you do get extra credit when you play the name game funny.
Joel, when we're talking to you today on our show, you are, Johnny tell me, are you with your mom and dad right now?
We came up to the mom and dad's house for the weekend.
How do mom and dad feel about their little boy, Joel, being on E! Exclamation point, making fun of celebrities?
They are thrilled because I'm paying for the grandson to fly up here. I have a two-year-old. So
oh, good for you.
He already can say Lindsay Lohan. So that is... no, they're very happy, and they sometimes will not enjoy what I've done. Necessarily, like some of the jokes that I've told.
Right.
But my mother-in-law doesn't like the word fart, and I'm not kidding. And so so some of the things that I do, she just shakes her head.
Does she drink at all, Joel?
She does drink. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Get her just really, really lubed up this weekend and, just actually, just try a fart joke and see if when she's really hammered that she might like it.
It's not about, like I said, on the air sometimes I go, what in the hell? And she's like, just say, what in Sam Hill?
Oh, no. Okay. There's no chance. No. Yeah. All the alcohol in the world won't change that.
I don't know. I believe in the power of Chardonnay.
How do you think off the top of your head your show will handle it? Paris Goes to Jail next week, right?
Yes.
It almost sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it? Paris Goes to Jail.
You're not kidding. It's right on. I'm sure she's been pitched that show 100 times.
Paris Goes to Jail.
So, yeah. You know that every other goddamn show in the world is going to be doing their whole entertainment tonight thing. Any ideas at all? And I guess, how do you get to the funny on your show? Do you guys sit around a whole bunch of you, get drunk and get high, or eat food, or just
We take ecstasy and no. You know, it's a bunch of people who have not, we have, the staff has not changed in 2 years, and one of them is a guy that I brought on who I've known since fifth grade, who I thought was the funniest person in the world. And so we all kind of sit around and we all on a table and throw out ideas, but then everybody has shows assigned to them. So there's one guy on our staff who watches about 2.5 hours of telenovelas, and he does not speak Spanish. I'm not kidding. And then there's other people. There's one girl that has to watch all 4 hours of the Today Show every day.
Oh, boy.
And believe me, it's hard on her.
That is very difficult.
Yeah, but then you think like, well, I got a clip from Larry King, a clip from Pants Off, Dance Off, a clip from Flavor of Love, and so it's these crazy, and that we try to include everything.
Well, the serious question: how many people does it take to put that show on? Because it's got to be labor intensive, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's four writers, and then there's like a technical guy, and the rest are PA. So it's a total of 12 people.
Wow, that's terrific! Wow. You do that good work with that.
I guess the last thing I'd like to ask you is: are there any shows that will not let you have clips?
Besides
Big Fat Tyra.
No, everybody else, for the most part, unless we usually take it and we hope that they don't sue us. But nobody who, I think they were the only ones that, you know, who tried to stop us was 60 Minutes.
Really?
They didn't want us to make fun of Andy Rooney. And all the people who he's been made fun of many times.
Come on.
60 Minutes and you can't fly under the radar with them. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. I mean, the letter was on our desk the day after.
Wow.
So everybody else is pretty much, I mean, even like, you know, when Ty Pennington got his DUI, we revoiced him with his megaphone. Screaming like, I just had 12 beers, and he was a good sport about it. So.
Good.
That makes us obviously very happy, and we can use anything we want the first week it runs because we're a new show, and so it technically accounts as news. But the week after, then we got to buy it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Listen, Joel, you really are great on that show. Just want to say hi to you.
God bless you.
We're big fans. Watch Joel on the Soup on the exclamation point.
Yeah. And you know, you guys bringing me on today, you've done more promo for the show than E has done in 6 months.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, and good luck with your mother-in-law this weekend.
No, it's going to be great.
And you coming on the show. You are the biggest guest that we've had in the last 6 months.
So. Okay, there you go.
So we thank you as well, sir. I guess we are both,
a little needy.
Beneficiaries.
Yeah. Yep.
Right on. Well, thank you, guys.
It's nice down here on the bottom, isn't it?
Good luck, Joel.
It's great to be on the bottom.
Yeah, you're on top of us, Joel, as always.
It's a bottom with an exclamation point.
Amen.
See you, dude. Nice having you on.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joel McHale.
That's cool. A funny
He's
guy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he really
very
is.
Funny. That's good.
The other guy, the guy that he replaced, was a little too smarmy for me.
And there was a guy before that. There have been two in between Greg Kinnear, correct?
There might have been three.
Maybe
three. In between Kinnear.
There was the guy that had kind of the skunk hair.
And there was a woman that did it for a while, too, right?
Oh,
right, Robbie?
Hot as balls. Aisha Tyler? Or Tyler?
Right.
Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right.
She was on Ghost Whisperer.
And she was on CSI, too.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
And she's just dropped dead. And then there was John Henson. He had the skunk hair.
That skunk hair, right. He's done some. He's gone on to do some, like, series.
And then there was one other guy, and his name was Peter North.
Rob wins. Okay, that means it's going to continue into next week.
I believe so.
Wasn't Peter North on Three's Company? Didn't he play Mr. Roper?
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you very much, Joel McHale. We'll be back with 10 exciting minutes of politics.
Yeah.
We'll come right back.
All right.
You'll love it.
Seriously, don't tune out. 10 exciting minutes of political talk.
It's going to be very fast moving. Well, maybe.
Come right back.
You never know.
Okay.
I've heard there's a bit of a problem.
Really?
We're not trying to string you along.
That's right. I think I'm going to go to the PGA event this week because I got a special pass. I'll be inside the ropes. I know. See? Yeah, you won with Roper. It didn't work.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I feel like a little squirt.
You don't
now.
Do better than that, do you?
No.
Don't shoot yourself over
there. There you go. Shoot.
And don't forget.
I'm going to have a good weekend. I got a wad of cash.
You put out your eye.
Put your eye out.
Ralphie.
Ralphie!
What if Ralphie was in a porno with Peter North?
You know what Peter North would say?
Turn up Ralphie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ralphie would go, oh,
imagine Peter North changing the tire on that car.
he wouldn't need a red.
Peter North. Peter North is getting more exposure than that guy from Talk Soup.
And the voiceover. My father had quite the history in pornography, but nothing was dirtier than the sounds he would make than changing the car in front of Blimpy's department store.
My father painted with, oh, well, what did he paint with? I think we all know
he
that.
He painted with his love.
Peter North runs out on the porch, you know, when those dogs eat the turkey, and he's all fully excited.
You bumpuses! It's a major award!
But not with his hand.
Peter North stars in A Christmas Story.
A big disembodied penis walking around.
Watch out for Scott Farkas.
In that version, the lamp is not a leg.
That's right. It's not a leg at all.
No.
It's a dildo.
And Farkas's eyes aren't yellow.
No.
Because he's been up late.
Right. He's bloodshot.
Got something in his eye.
Uh-huh. Farkas. I'm writing a Christmas theme. Porn starring Peter North.
And you know with Peter North, it's always a white Christmas.
God. Oh, my God. Peter North.
Peter North.
Still making films, I believe.
Is he Buzz?
Still. Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
And he ain't a spring chicken.
No, he's actually getting out there. Keeps himself in good shape, though.
Takes his supplement.
Like we all do.
Takes his supplement.
Uh-huh.
He does.
Behind the velvet rope.
That's right.
With Peter North.
Listen, all of this talk is taking away from our serious political time.
Very serious politics coming up.
Come on, Silly String, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've told them that I won't be coming back. Maybe shortly before they told me I wasn't coming back. But I told them that. And, you know, I think that's an indication of the seriousness with which I'm looking at the run.
That's Fred Thompson.
A couple of mouth-breathing Johnny. Don and Mike.
He's a guy on Law and Order running for president.
Thank you. That's the...
What, Fred?
Terribly exciting news. Let me clear my throat.
Fred Thompson, everybody.
Senator Fred Thompson. Don?
How you doing, Law and Order guy?
Good to see you. Good to see all of you. I'm very excited about all the press that I've been getting. And,
why are you wearing a Superman suit?
Just going to a charity do. A little charity do that we've got to do this evening, and we're going to be speaking with several people about my potential run, which you've heard about, and it's exciting.
Isn't the story with you, Fred, that people might vote for you because you're on TV,
but
the rap on you is that you're not a hard worker?
Well, I don't think that you can judge what people say on the television or the radio. Well, they make things up, and they lie, and they twist the truth. But I'm looking forward to an opportunity to get out and meet people and talk to people and perhaps take this thing to the next level.
All right, let's
make this thing, because I feel that I can do some serious good for the people of the United States of America. And this thing about my work ethic, I've got a very normal schedule, just like you and whoever you know, your friends and your neighbors.
My buddy Mike.
My day begins.
Right, how did today begin?
Today? Like any other day. My day begins at usually about 11:15.
A.M.?
Yes, that's breakfast. You have to start your day with a good breakfast. I'll come down about 11:15, and then I'll go over some notes that have been put together by some staff members that we have. Their names escape me right now. And then I'll review them. And usually at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I'll leave the house and stop by the office very briefly. And then... Back to home for a light lunch, and after that it's nap time.
Nap time.
It's very important. I have been ill, and I do need to get my beauty sleep. So that's and usually we schedule one or two events where I speak to people a month. That's something where I can get out and talk to people. But of course, I do value my leisure time, and there's of course a significant amount of TV watching because I'm not only a United States Senator, but I'm also a I'm an actor.
Yeah, well, you're on Law and Order, right? You're like the head of the DAs.
I beat cancer with the power of laziness. I'd like to point that out. One of the things that's been overdone I would say, I would posit this to you. One of the things that has been overdone in the United States presidency, in my opinion,
yes, Fred,
is the emphasis on a strong work ethic. I believe that a lazy president is a more thoughtful president because he will rely on other individuals to bring him information. Well, and that's how you surround yourself with good people.
Isn't that kind of what has happened to Bush? I'm not saying he's lazy like you are, but
he gets up early.
And
he does all this silliness where he'll get on treadmills and do exercising. And when the man goes on vacation, unfortunately, he goes down to a ranch and he pulls up shrubs and weeds gardens and mows lawns
where
and
would
grabs
you go?
A trucker
if
down.
If you were president, you were going on vacation.
Oh, I would go. I would make the summer White House on a Caribbean island, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. I think that it's real important to. I'd also have more meetings outside of the White House, perhaps at some of the finer steakhouses, there's nothing that communicates Americana like sitting there and, breaking bread over a 12-ounce, 13-ounce ribeye, or maybe a 24-ounce ribeye. Or if you're real lucky, you can get yourself one of them 48-ouncers, that you can just try to suck down. And, you put a little herb butter on top of that, and it'll melt right into the beef. It's delicious.
Do you think that on a given day, if you are elected president, would you work an 8-hour day?
Oh, of course not. Now you're being silly.
4-hour day.
That's what I enjoy, even though I've given up my role on Law and Order. I always said to the people, the producers, this business of 14 to 15-hour days, Ross, is not something that I really want to pursue. I will come in, memorize my dialogue, but I would prefer it if you would hold up large cue cards, because in order for me to memorize dialogue, it's time-consuming, and I've got the things being a United States senator. Hold up the cards, 2 hours maximum time, and during that 2 hours, I want to make sure that the cameras are rolling, and I'll give you all the time you need. But other than that, it's just too much work. We have a tremendous amount of overexertion in the United States of America. And my platform, my campaign, is going to be as follows. Less work, more fun.
I got
now. What person wouldn't be elected with that platform? Don't you agree?
There is a guy on our staff who I believe is the epitome of what you're talking about.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to meet Joe?
I did. I shook hands with your whole staff. When I do have my moments of effort, which I call my important time, which are moments of effort, MOEs, where I actually work, and everybody will tell you that I work a crowd just about as well as anybody.
Yeah.
But the thing I do that nobody else does is I can work a crowd that a normal candidate would take an hour and 15 minutes. I can knock that out in 10 or 12 minutes. I can get in there, get out there, and I'll say, thank you very much. I appreciate you all coming. And then I'm back in my truck, and I'm back there, and I'm back at the hotel, and I'm watching Spectre Vision inside of 2 hours.
So
doesn't matter how far away I have to branch out.
Did you pick up on how lazy Joe is?
Yes, I did. We discussed the fact that if we put too much labor into our day-to-day activities, our feet tend to swell. And we don't want that to happen because that's extremely painful, and that means that you're not going to put as much effort in the following day. And my goodness, in 3 days of that kind of effort, you're going to be down to absolutely no work ethic whatsoever. So I told him, sit, relax, play your games on your computer, eat your barbecue chicken,
and
enjoy yourself. Joe, we want him for Secretary of the Interior. He's a bright boy. He's got a lot of knowledge as far as the ways of business. He was discussing with me several of his projects that he has. I believe some of you have mistakenly referred to them as get-rich-quick internet schemes.
Harebrained
internet schemes.
His website.
I think that the one about the Beltway, I'm not sure the name of it, but the
traffic.
That's delightful. I think he's got something going there, and I reviewed, he showed me very briefly his selection of T-shirts on Joe's T-shirt Shack or whatever that one is called, and I asked that he send some to my campaign, and my assistant reached in and gave him a credit card to actually buy those right away.
I've been handed a note by someone on your staff.
Yes.
Do you need 15 seconds for a power nap?
I do. And if you'd like to continue the interview, we could do that afterwards, but I would appreciate it if you would just honor my desire to slow the pace down just a little bit, and we can continue the interview after the 15 seconds. Just 15 seconds.
Wow. Do you need a clock for this? Or?
You can wake me up in 15 seconds. If you do any more than less than 15 seconds, I will be cranky. And we don't want that to happen.
Well, no. If I will give in 10 seconds, you'd be cranky?
That's not acceptable. If you give me a 15-second power nap, we can continue. I'm beat.
All right, go ahead. Take the nap. All go.
That was fast.
I'm going to wake him up. It's them.
Oh, I don't think he's sure.
Fred!
Hey, whoa.
10 seconds, Fred!
What the hell is going on here? I'm not supposed to even be here. You sons of bitches.
Fred!
Who woke me up early?
You slept for 10 seconds.
God damn it. Don't you know I'm going to be a presidential candidate? Doesn't that make any sense to you? And you're sitting there not letting me get my beauty sleep? I've made a fortune in cheese futures. God damn it, I'm angry.
Why'd you take another 5 seconds?
That'll make me straighten out, I think. Here we go. 1, 3, 4, 5.
Well, Fred!
There we are. Now we're back to normal. That's good. Have I mentioned that I might be a candidate for President of the United States on the Republican ticket?
You did.
Excellent. Hope you all support me. I do think that I've got some innovative new ideas. If you'd like the details on those, I have several staff members that can send you along something in an envelope. Or we've got some Fred Thompson for President Bumper stickers and a key tag for you.
Would you like to? Are you sweating?
Just a little bit. It's a little warmer than I would like here. Would you mind if I take off my jacket?
Oh, no.
I'd like it if you'd give me the opportunity. What I like to do is, my theory is, be comfortable.
You look like you have physically exerted yourself, and you've just been sitting here talking to us.
Well, down in Tennessee, we believe in taking afternoon breaks, and also, if you can, you get as comfortable as you can. This is radio. It is not TV, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to take off my suit coat. Loosen my tie and maybe undo several buttons on the bottom of my shirt and the top button on my trousers. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Could I do that for you?
Push it away from the table on Thanksgiving. Sure.
Well, I tell you, one of the problems that Fred had is last night, I believe, at dinner, I ate my weight in potatoes.
Oh, Fred.
Very, very frustrating. We had a delicious Mississippi mud pie that I enjoyed last evening, and unfortunately, I ate all the whipped cream.
Have you been to livingxl.com?
I have indeed.
Do you know about the Bottom Buddy?
The Bottom Buddy is one of the nicer products. Of course, I'm not as large as some of the men on there, but the Bottom Buddy can be used for a variety of thinner, slender men that can sit on it and actually clean themselves. It's a wiping device is what it is.
What about that?
Saves time and effort.
A big, gigantic thing to clean between your toes for the fat guys?
Oh, that's the toe sponge. With a 25-inch wand that you put a tiny sponge on the end of it. And it cleans you in between your toes, and it eliminates the need for pesky bending. Which I find is delightful, and I'm afraid we're almost out of time because I'm exhausted.
It's tired.
It's been a grueling schedule. This today was a little different than my normal schedule. I still got up at 11 o'clock, still enjoyed a hearty breakfast, a Tennessee breakfast, sausages, 4 eggs over easy, some good Texas toast, even though that's not a Tennessee tradition in the Fred Thompson household, and then it was back about 2. Right around the time you guys were getting rolling around here, I was probably enjoying a delicious lunch.
Oh, lunch.
Yes, I had a hot pastrami sandwich, one of my favorites. In my time in New York when we'd done our outdoor shooting, I've enjoyed some of the deli sandwiches that they had.
Yeah.
I had a sponge back when I had my toast.
That you no longer have toast?
They unfortunately were removed.
That is
not diabetes or something like that.
I have the beaties.
You have the beaties.
I do. One thing that people don't realize is not only have I beat cancer, but I've got several unknown maladies that I've not shared to the general public. I am hypertensive. That, of course, is high blood pressure. I have diabetes. I suffer from multiple sclerosis.
Oh, no.
Rickets. And I have, currently, I'm battling a rather significant case of the shingles that I'm dealing with now, but I still think that I could make a very good president. Don't you?
I think you need a nap.
I am so tired. I am so tired, and unfortunately, my nipples are leaking as well. And that is unknown to any of my private physicians. Yeah. They have not been able to identify what this is that seems to be
gravy
weeping out of my nipples.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
One of my toes fell off due to an accident. 6 were removed. 3 withered and fell off.
Oh, wow.
But you bring your liberal in. And just remember, I'll be napping a little bit later on this afternoon, and then, of course, we'll have a heavy dinner followed by some TV viewing to keep up on the latest activities. And then to bed. What an evening. About 9:30, 9:45. Yeah.
And wake-up time tomorrow?
Fred Thompson for President, awakening time, 11:15.
Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to. I will be getting up a little earlier, probably 10:45 tomorrow, to undergo my dialysis.
You don't want to be late
thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that. I didn't know where we were going to go here, but unfortunately now you know my serious malady.
You're a sick man.
But I'm not sick enough that I can't be a good president for you.
Are you going to be on the telephone again this year?
I will be on the telephone, and hopefully another time.
You suffer from
muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
I do, and I have to roll out of here because that TiVo, I TiVo'd the dancing show
that I enjoy
viewing. That's that is truly, truly a wonderful thing, and it helps with my leprosy.
Oh, wow.
It does. Better than the soaking.
Sure.
Hot tubs. Epsom salts.
And soup.
But you bring your liberal in, and I know he'll poison your airwaves with all that foul poppycock. That
come back when you finally decide to really throw your sombrero in the ring.
I look forward to it, maybe in the next month or so when I make the formal announcement, if I can squeeze that in between several scheduled amputations. I look forward to it.
Wow.
Y'all take care now.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks so much, Don.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
How are you, Fred?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, Mr. Thompson.
I'm a little feverish.
Senator.
I'll just sit over to the side. You do your news thing, and don't mind me. I'll watch it.
We're honored to have you here.
Currently, it's requiring a little more effort to raise myself out of the chair than I'm prepared to expend.
Say something you would say on Law and Order. Say something that's like judicial-like, like that, you know, you go swing for the fences, go for the felony, knock this guy, put him in the slammer.
I'm afraid that case is unacceptable, and I don't want to see that cross my desk again. Y'all get out of here and bring me back something when you've got hard evidence.
That's what he'd say.
Oh, Lord.
Are you tired?
I wish you could cut me a check for that. Man, oh, man.
Oh, your finger's bleeding.
Well, that's a side effect that I had. I slammed the finger in the car door when I was complaining to one of my aides about my chronic diarrhea.
Speaking of aides.
Yes. Oh, no. Not Fred Thompson.
Good for you.
No, I'll ball my fist up with
my
veiny fingers. That's where I draw the line. Well, I haven't exactly been tested.
Oh, Fred.
So I think we're okay.
We'll be right back.
So long.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Give me a moment. I got to get some music here.
I like that interlude. All right, MHK.
Big, 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 big,
bang, 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 bang.
Why do you favor rape? Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like rape.
Oh, God.
Green-eyed lady.
I don't know. There's some weird, like, static energy making these buttons go off.
Very, very nasty interference.
What do you think, Regis?
How'd you like to have an orgy with the love chef?
Hey, the love chef.
How about it, Reg?
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Sleep with her, Regis.
Time for news and comments now. With Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
There you go, and there he is.
Hi.
On a Goofy Friday.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Goofy Friday.
Yeah. That's the goofy sound.
Feeling goofy. That's why I got kicked out of Disneyland.
Whoa. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Maybe you've heard the guy with TV who got on not one but two transatlantic airline flights.
Oh, dear.
That's the guy. He says he's sorry. His travel set off an international health alert, a rare federal quarantine order, and a congressional investigation. 100 people who spent 8 hours or more near Andy are being tracked by the government to make sure they didn't get the deadly form of TB that Andy has. They probably didn't. It doesn't transmit easily. When caught early, it can always be cured. The 31-year-old Andy Speaker of Atlanta says he can prove he was never forbidden to fly, that he took those flights with his beautiful new bride to get treated for the disease, and he says he didn't believe he was putting anyone at risk. It's worth noting he worked his way past border guards, customs agents, and Homeland Security to make the trip. And that raised a lot of questions.
Is that disease curable? I know they eradicated it, but is it curable?
Yes. Yes, it is, if it's caught early. They do have vaccines for it that will cure it in the vast majority of cases.
Okay.
I was reading that the guy shows no signs at all.
Right.
He appears to be in great health.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be in this Denver hospital now, like, for 6 months.
Yeah, right, quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Anybody see the jugs on his fiancée, though?
She's lovely.
Did you see the picture of her?
No, I haven't seen her. Is she hot?
There's a picture of her wearing the surgical mask.
Really?
You know, standing
nothing
by
else.
Him. And she's just got, big yabos.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's a young guy.
I'd sneeze all
31.
Over those every day of the week.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he just got married.
Right.
I guess the story that I'm having trouble following on this is that his father-in-law, this is a wacky coincidence, works for the CDC,
right.
Down in Atlanta, wherever that place is, the Center for Disease Control.
Right. And he's a lawyer, too, right?
Yes.
The father?
Yes. Yeah. The father-in-law is having a press conference today on his front porch,
right,
saying that his son-in-law is okay, meaning that his son-in-law didn't do anything bad. Meanwhile, they're saying that, like, when he was in Italy or Greece, that they said, dude, go right to a hospital. Do not get on a plane. Do not go mingle with people. And he totally blew off that advice. So I guess my question, Buzz, is, which one is right? Is his father right, or are the reports that he went all over the place sneezing, touching, being with people?
They may have told him not to fly in Europe, but I don't think they legally forbade it, and I don't think he felt he had to listen to them since no one in the United States government had told him he couldn't fly.
What about the stories I'm hearing that he was on this no-fly list, that he was on a list because he was sick and he slipped through?
And he got right by, yeah. In fact,
hold on. You just contradicted yourself. Was he or was he not on a list for the government, from our government?
Here's the way I heard it. This is the story that I heard. That when the conversations were held with this guy from the people from the CDC,
right,
they had said to him, listen, you don't have it. There's really no risk of you traveling, but we have to tell you that you're not allowed to fly because that's our job. Now, with that said, apparently, these conversations were tape recorded also.
Yes, he has the tape.
So he's got the tapes of this. And
then
what they did was wink, wink, listen, you know, we got to tell you you're too sick to fly, but there's really no risk.
Then why is everybody making a big deal about it if they really gave it a wink,
good
wink, okay?
Because of the protocol that was violated here, because the fact people hear tuberculosis, I think this is like so many things in government, this is a huge spin machine right now, and that's what's happening.
Help me understand this then. So if they gave him the wink-wink, but they still put his name on the list, correct?
Right, I guess.
Then, that's where I'm hearing a contradiction. I've heard it from other people as well.
The deal is this, that they told him the real truth of the matter, the way I understand it, is there really was no risk. Yes, he had tuberculosis.
But
yes, this could be dangerous.
I got you. But have you heard of the part of the story where they're saying now, this is like Buzz was saying,
right. Our
big security problem, that this guy, even though they gave him the wink-wink, he was on the list. So we're wondering how he just slipped through all
that
these
That is true
spots.
Also, because that is a breakdown in the security, because he was on a no-fly list.
And he did take steps, including flying back to Montreal and then driving back into the U.S. to try to get around.
And see, I heard, here's what I heard about that.
Right.
I heard at the border in Canada
that
his name was on the list saying, stop this guy.
Right.
And they let him go past.
Right. And the attitude was, the way I understand it, was that even though he tried to get around it, he did this because the original diagnosis from the CDC was, listen, hey, yeah, you have this thing, go get treated, do what you have. And there was a wedding involved, too.
Right. So they're just married, right?
Right.
So why was he on the list then if they gave him the wink-wink?
Because what they were doing is
they were going
by the book, and they were covering their ass by putting him on that
government
list. That's what I think. They were putting him, they were going through all the proper protocol that they had to do, when the fact is the people that apparently said, hey, you know, we have to tell you this, should have said, we have to tell you this, and you have to abide by it. That's what happened. Because I think the guy's behavior, the way I understand it, the guy's behavior was a result of the fact that he didn't consider it to be as serious as the fact that he would be putting people in jeopardy. That's why he flew.
How stringent is his quarantine? Did he have to get 6 months without bawling his wife?
I also read, he's got to stay in this hospital room in Denver.
Because they said you could go into his room with a mask.
Yes, yes. There's an infrared light in the duct in his room that is supposed to, like, fix the air
as
it's leaving his room so his oogie germs don't get on everybody else.
It's a little scary because it applies to other diseases and other airborne things that might, you know, when they talk about bird flu, they're saying this is a classic way that the bird flu is going to come into this country, that it's going to spread around the world. If you got a pandemic, you're going to have it, you know, through the travel and the modern world now that we, you know, the world's such a smaller place. This is what's going to do us in if you get people traveling that have these conditions.
And maybe that's why it's a big deal, because we need to prepare for that. And obviously, there are holes in the system.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal because Canada messed up.
Of course. Blame Canada.
Everybody. It was an American guard that let him through at Canada.
Right? Yeah, see, that's the American border. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
Bribed by Canadians, clearly.
You know, tuberculosis originated in Canada.
Oh, stop it.
It's true.
So did cancer.
It's true.
So did AIDS.
And you know what they do? They do everything they can to make it stronger and make it better.
So did MS and MD and everything else Fred Thompson has.
That's right. And no Canadians have those. They've all fallen off.
And the beaties, they all came. Everything came from Canada.
None of them have toes. They all fell off.
Well, there's definitely something in the air in Rome, especially around the university. They were testing for air pollution in a couple of cities in Italy and one in northern Africa. In all three cities, they found traces in the air.
Incidentally, kudos to both of you today for saying Italy.
Well, I did it because he did it.
I like you doing it. I like him doing it, too.
Let's talk about Italy.
Italy. They were testing for air pollution in a couple of southern Italian cities and one city in northern Africa. And in all three cities, they found in the air traces of caffeine and tobacco. But in Rome, they also found in the air traces of cocaine and marijuana, especially around Sapienza University. Like I always say, when in Rome.
When are you going to be speaking there? When are you getting your degree there?
I'm out of here.
Your honorary thing.
It's so bad. Otis, you take it out of digging poop in heaven.
Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say there's something rotten in Denmark, but things are changing there a bit. You can still go from one coffee shop to another, legally sampling various strains of marijuana.
Oh,
but because of the tourist trade this is generating...
I did you a favor, you do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
This attracts 4.5 million tourist visitors a year. They're going to start scanning IDs, however, in Amsterdam and fingerprinting the customers. This information is simply to keep the shops out of trouble. There will be stricter enforcement of the rules about how much a shop can legally sell to one person per day, 5 grams. The fingerprint system, which will not be online and won't be shared with anyone, will help the shops keep track of what they've sold.
This doesn't bother you with your whole people spying, like that whole Google Map thing upset you the other day?
No, because like I said, they're not doing this online. They're not sharing it with anybody. The shops say the quality of the fingerprints will be too poor to be used by police. And they say they will delete all personal information except for the customer's birthday. The only purpose here is to make sure that they, the shops, don't exceed the amount that they're supposed to sell to an individual.
Have you been?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Yet. There's also a crackdown on the sale of pot to those who are not of legal age, 18, and a new rule that the shops have to be a certain distance.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. Also a new rule, shops have to be a certain distance from schools. The new rules have already forced the closing of 11 of the 26 licensed shops in Maastricht.
I can see it right now. Good morning, Amsterdam. I'm Buzz.
We're happy to join you on English Speaking 101. Amsterdam Connection.
City officials are just sick about this in Amsterdam. Quoting one, "This is not something we're doing willingly, but with pain in our hearts." End quote.
Amsterdam.
Similar crackdowns are planned for Rotterdam and other cities with these coffee shops.
I don't give a damn. Amsterdam, Rotterdam, I don't give a damn. That's Artie says that, right?
A little city I call I don't give a damn.
Buzz, take a stab. How much about is 5 grams?
Let's see. It's going to be, well, you could hold it in the palm of your hand. It would be a lump that would fit neatly into the palm of your hand.
Well, there you are.
Before you threw it into a brownie.
Wouldn't that be in essence like them saying here in America, if you go to this liquor store, you can only buy a pint, but you could really go to 8 million liquor stores and buy a pint from each of them, correct?
I'm not sure, but I think the shops are going to be linked to each other with this information.
And did you hear Buzz in real life, not on the radio, so flipped out about that Google Map thing, that the fact that Google has the cameras in some cities now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't offer real-time photos. It's like that webcam thing on a boardwalk or somewhere where the image refreshes every 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Buzz was incredibly upset.
Well, just concerned,
That they can spy on you?
Well, that anybody can.
No, he said, for instance, and the quote was, What if you're spotted coming out of some club?
Uh-huh. It's been done. It's already happened.
That was his quote.
Like A-Rod.
I don't think it refreshes. I think what they did is they had unmarked vans, and they drove with a camera up and down, like, all the streets of Vegas, all around New York, and the pictures stay the same, don't they, Buzz?
They do, pretty much. They do get refreshed
occasionally.
But not every 30 seconds. These are, for those who don't know, panoramic images in major U.S. cities, including Las Vegas, Miami, and San Francisco. Still photos, as Don said, not real-time, taken from a car. You can manipulate the view on your computer, even zoom in on a license plate and read it. People can vote on their favorite scenes online. The big winner yesterday was a couple of bikini babes sunbathing in a park. There was also a picture of a man climbing a gate outside an apartment building with the caption, "Is he breaking in or did he just lock himself out?"
Oh, my God.
The guy on the fence had what looked like a lockpick kit in his back pocket.
People have been caught running red lights and coming out of strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Google's already had to remove images of shelters for abused women and children so the crazy evil dad can't find them.
Jesus.
See, when this whole thing came to light, I said to Johnny, I said, you know, we're on in Miami. We're on in Las Vegas.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Why don't we send some of our listeners to the spots where these cameras are, and they can wave at us and hold up signs, but then I realized it's not as immediate as you could just say.
How often do they refresh? Do we know?
When I watched it refreshed like every, I thought at least every minute.
Really?
But the changes were minuscule. Okay. Like, the car would move barely an inch in the photo. Hi, John.
Yeah, the way it looks is they had, like Rob said, cameras on top of vans, and they would drive them down the street and would take a picture like every second or every half second. So as you're looking down the street, like behind where the car is, you can see the cars lined up behind, and they're kind of following about the same pace, and then want to go past.
And boy, the whole thing with Buzz with the privacy thing.
Yeah,
that's why he doesn't like TiVo, because they monitor what you watch.
Yeah, that's because he's always skulking around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, he told me that's why TiVo tells you that you have to have a phone line. The phone line,
this is true.
The phone line with TiVo has nothing to do with like pay per view
or
downloading information.
Has, right?
Yep, all of that comes right through your satellite or your cable provider.
Right. This is them getting information from you.
The TiVo, the phone line with the TiVo or your DVR simply tells them what you've purchased.
Yeah, and that's how they spy on you.
I'm pretty sure they're only doing that to serve us better.
But what I've never gotten about that, Buzz, and I believe you about that. Why do they need to spy on you? They can just look at your bill.
They want to know, actually, now more and more specifically, what exact regular broadcast programs you watch, when you skip commercials, what commercials you watch. They're watching all that stuff.
And of course, the main question, how much porn?
I know I just, we got a break, but didn't I just also read something today that they're actually going to start ratings for commercials?
Yes, absolutely they are.
The Nielsen company is coming up with something that's going to... So, like, besides the list...
That'll change advertising.
Besides the list of the most popular TV shows, every week you're going to have a list of the 10 most popular commercials.
The ones people didn't speed search through.
That's interesting. Okay, well, that's good. I like that. I think because then you'll see more good ones.
Well, before we get too far away from Amsterdam...
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
I stop on that one. I still don't fast forward past that one.
It's just still a good one.
Not knee-slapping funny, just particular. It's just different.
Makes you smile.
Yeah.
It speaks to the gay in us.
Yeah.
Before we get too far away from Amsterdam, hookahs. They're bad, right?
Oh, hookahs.
That's our story when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back, Buzzweed.
All pot news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Get back to Buzz's news here.
All right.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
They go together like blood and phlegm. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke? This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donald Mike.
Get more green news.
Yeah, beware the hookah, but actually, you should know, it's used almost exclusively for the smoking of tobacco. Various exotic and flavored blends.
That's right.
The finest tobacco. It's all about, about the flavor and the water-cooled smoke, but don't be tempted by the exotica. It's also really effing dangerous. 100 times more so than smoking a cigarette, because you get 100 times more smoke with a hookah.
Ooh.
So if you stick with it, you're 100 times more likely to develop heart and lung problems, to name two. It's actually even worse than that, since the tobacco's heated by charcoal, so you're inhaling charcoal smoke, too. it also means you can become addicted 100 times faster.
Didn't the listener send you a hookah?
Yeah, oh, a soldier, a Marine from Afghanistan, just back from Afghanistan.
Right on.
Brought a very nice hookah, all wrapped up so it wouldn't break in Afghani newspaper.
Still have it.
You bet I do. My bad, probably should have mentioned.
Yeah.
The nearly 500,000 people killed and the 2.5 million driven from their homes in Africa, but really, when's a good time to bring that up? Radical Muslims are doing the killing with weapons they get from the corrupt government of Sudan. Their mission? To literally wipe out 3 ethnic groups. So far, so good. This week, after a lack of action by anyone, the president announced tough sanctions against the Sudanese government, and the Sudanese government is already fighting back by threatening the world supply of Coca-Cola and a lot of other products. That's because Darfur is where we get a colorless, odorless tree sap called gum arabic. Maybe you've seen it on ingredient labels. It gives soft drinks and other products a smooth consistency. 80% of our supply comes from Darfur.
I like mine on eggs.
Asked about this by a Washington Post reporter, the Darfur ambassador to the U.S. responded by holding up a bottle of Coke and saying, quote, all of us will have lost this.
Yeah, screw them.
And finally,
we'll go without.
As hey. God is my...
Oh, sorry about that. You drink the diet stuff. I don't think it applies to you.
Thank you. I'm with you, Mike.
Check the labels. Finally, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Dateline Down Under. In Sydney, Australia, 2 homes have been damaged by frozen chickens falling from the sky. Headless chickens, frozen solid. At first, the thought was they'd fallen from a small plane, but scientists say no. Judging from the impact, they had to have fallen from about 1,600 feet. In other words, it's raining hen. I'm Buzz
Burbank.
Oh,
God.
On the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Cricket.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Oh. Listen, have a great weekend, everybody. That's for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll see you Monday with a new episode. Love you, Sweet. Love you, Bart. Love you, Andy. We'll be back on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hold on, Buzz. Message for you coming in. Huh?
There they are.
Good day, Cricket.
And there you go.
I've got to get out of here.
Why is that?
I'm going to get baked this weekend with Peter North, and we're going to eat his favorite candy. Gummy worms.
See you Monday.
This is the Don and Mike Show.